The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
And so Peyton Pocock back in at the quarterback position, takes it and tosses it to Gillen, tries to go left, now cuts it up the seam, makes a man miss, 45-40, puts his hand on the ground, he's still on his feet, 35-30, steps out of a tackle at the 20, and Gillen takes it in. Touchdown Bearcats on a great run from Tyler Gillen, 43 yards out.
Tonight, it's a Class A battle at Foster Field as the Kearney Bearcats welcome in the Lincoln Southeast Knights. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Out of the shotgun with backs flanking him on both sides. Now they will move in motion Tyler Dahlke and swing it to him out of the backfield. Caught at the 20, breaks a tackle, 30. Foot race down the left sideline. 50, 40, Dahlke, 30. They're not going to catch him. Dahlke, touchdown. Kearney Bearcats, 78 yards.
After a season-opening loss to number 2 Grand Island, Kearney has rolled in three straight impressive victories, averaging over 40 points on offense. Lincoln Southeast found the win column for the first time last week after a pair of fourth-quarter defeats early in the season. It's the Knights and Bearcats coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Craig Ecker and Brandon Peoples from Foster Field and Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening from Foster Field at the Ron and Carol Cope Stadium, University of Nebraska Kearney. It's hometown Kearney Bearcats against the Knights of Lincoln Southeast. The Bearcats are 3-1 on the year. The Knights not so lucky, 1-3. And I say lucky because their margin of loss has been a total of about 9 points if you take away the thrashing they got at the hands of Grand Island a few weeks back. They beat North Platte a week ago, and that's their one win. And Kearney has hopes of a home crowd win here tonight to make their record 4-1 in the young Class A season. Although it isn't that young anymore, we're midway through it. But the weather is held up. It almost feels like late August could be the beginning of the season again. Brandon Peoples is alongside. My name is Craig Eckert. Glad to have you with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 on a beautiful September, soon to be October night.
It is a gorgeous night out here for sure, and it's going to be fun to watch this matchup here tonight. I haven't seen any Class A schools in my high school or in my sports broadcasting career here, but this will be a fun one tonight, I think.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. As always, it is New Tech and the pregame show tradition. Coaches interviews this week. Doug Duda has interviewed both Brandon Cool and the Lincoln Southeast coach. And we're going to hear those coming up next as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com online.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank. And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as we get ready for Class A football at Foster Field tonight. The Kearney Bearcats going for their fourth straight win. Lincoln Southeast going for two in a row after getting in the win column last week, taking care of North Platte. And we are joined by the head coach, Ryan Gutula. And, Coach, I know that you guys had hoped that win number one was going to come a little bit earlier, but it's not like you guys have played bad football. You've been competitive. Give me your assessment of where you're at through four games.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been very competitive. You just want to find a way to win those close ball games. We weren't getting that done early in the season, but feel like we've improved as a team and gotten better in some areas, and that's what you're looking for at this time of the year.
Take me back to game one. When you get that rivalry game and it goes down the way it goes down at the end and the close loss, sometimes that can kind of change the momentum for both teams to start the season. Just take me back to what has happened since that game and how maybe it has affected your team.
Well, sure. That's a tough way to lose a game on a kick in the last second. But like I said, the kids have hung in there together, hung in there as a just the program as a whole, after you've lost a couple tough games, and really they've continued to fight hard and get better in practice and practice hard every week. And so I feel good about what we've been able to accomplish here the last couple weeks.
Talking with Lincoln Southeast head football coach Ryan Gutula on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, you didn't have a ton of starters coming back, but that's not necessarily unusual in Class A football. What about the way it seemed by checking out your JV schedule, and a lot of these kids had success playing JV ball last year? Do you like that the way that the new starters have kind of progressed here for you?
Yeah, you know, especially defensively, our secondary was new starters all across the board there. And, I feel like they've grown a lot in the first few weeks and are playing pretty good football. And same on the offensive side at the skill positions. We have, pretty much new starters at every spot, and they're coming along nicely. So, yeah, our kids had experience within the program, and so they've stepped up and been able to adjust pretty well to the varsity level competition.
Well, you had some kids back from the starters on that offensive line, and there's no secret that you guys want to run the ball. You've got a good running back in Martez Prather. You've got a little bit of a passing game there with your new quarterback in Alex Holman. But just lining up, running at people seems to be the MO, and you guys have been pretty successful at it.
Yeah, well, yeah, good football teams are able to do that, and so that's our goal. We want to be able to establish the run and be balanced as well. And I feel like this group, we have some people at the skill positions that allow us to be balanced. But, yeah, we want to be able to run the football.
Tell me a little bit about the passing game. It doesn't look like you utilize the running backs a whole lot there. Do you keep them in on max protection, or is that something that you just got some good receivers, I know, that you just want to get them the football?
Yeah, we want to try to spread the football around to our receivers. I think we've done a pretty decent job of that. As far as throwing to the backs, I think that kind of depends on the defense that you're facing and what you need to do in your protection scheme. So that is kind of week to week as far as how much we utilize the backs in the passing game.
Tell me a little bit about the defense. Falehi really is doing a great job for you there at the linebacker position, leads the team in tackles, a good physical football player. And outside of the passing attack of Grand Island, it seems like you've kept everybody in check and maybe even kept them in check because they're really rolling up the points.
Yeah, I'm very happy with the way our defense has progressed. We felt like we didn't stop the run well enough week one, but done a much better job in that area. Javier, Alex Augustine, who's playing the other inside linebacker spot for us. I think they're good leaders for our defense and have done a good job of kind of bringing some of those young guys along throughout the first few games.
We're talking with the head coach of the Southeast Knights, Ryan Gutula, here on the New Tech pregame show as they get ready to take on Kearney High. Coach, I am always interested when you have to face a two-quarterback system like the Bearcats use, and one of them you know is going to be part of the running game, the other one you know is going to be part of the passing game. How do you approach that and make sure that you don't get burned by what they don't maybe necessarily do all the time when the runner passes and the passer runs?
Well, you're exactly right, because they both have the ability to do the other thing as far as whether they're a runner and throwing the ball or whether the passer's running the ball. But they're both excellent football players, and really Kearney across the board's got a lot of talented athletes, a very physical football team. So we need to be prepared for whatever they're going to present us, because they're pretty multiple in what they do offensively.
What are some of those specific challenges that you're seeing that maybe Kearney is doing better than maybe some of the teams you've already played?
Well, number one, I think they're really physical. I think if you look up front, Kearney's a physical football team. Their backs run extremely hard and physical, so we need to be good fundamentally and wrap up and make tackles defensively. And the same thing, you know, with their defense. They're very fundamentally sound over there. They know how to line up. They're going to tackle the ball carrier. So we got to execute really well. These guys are a good football team.
Coach, district play always becomes a kind of a new part of the season, and of course you got that underway with North Platte last week. What's the feeling right now? This looks pretty wide open.
Well, sure. I mean, it's still early as far as district play is concerned. You know, it's a pretty crucial game. They all are, but this pretty crucial game as far as where the district standings are going to be, you know, after tonight. So, you know, we try to keep our goals real simple week to week. You know, we just want to prepare 1 week at a time. And so this week is no different than any other in that regard. But we know it's important because it is a district game.
Last minute here with Ryan Gatula, head football coach at Lincoln Southeast. Coach, is there anything that we didn't touch on with your team as the Kearney fans watch you for the first time tonight? Anything that they should know?
I don't think so. Looking forward to coming out there, playing a good ball game. We know Kearney's got a good football team, very well coached. Coach Cool always does a great job, and so looking forward to the game tonight.
And Ryan, one bigger question here. The Lincoln High Schools have been catching a lot of flack for not being very strong this year. In fact, your program obviously just won the state title 3 years ago, had another program in the state championship game, but they're catching a lot of flack. Is it just a down cycle, or what do you say to the people that aren't in Lincoln about Lincoln football this year?
Well, you know, I don't know. To be honest, we're so busy preparing week to week. I haven't heard much of that, but we do our best job every year and week in and week out to put the best product on the field we can. So, you know, our kids are going to play hard, and that's all we can ask from them.
Well, it should be a good one. Coach, we always appreciate catching up with you, and best of luck to you in the nights tonight and throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Ryan Gatula, head football coach at Lincoln Southeast. We'll hear from Brandon Cool of Kearney High as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues after this on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it. And you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as we get a chance to talk Kearney High football, getting ready for Lincoln Southeast, and head coach Brandon Cool joins us here on the pregame. And coach, thanks for the time. And boy, just looking at what these kids have been doing, you have to be pretty pleased with the first four games of this season.
Well, we talked about coming into the football season, getting off to a little bit better start than we did a year ago. And the kids, the first four games, have definitely done that. So, been pleased with how we have played. We've been a little bit inconsistent on certain aspects of the game, but otherwise we've been we play extremely hard, easy to be around, and those guys like to compete on a Friday night.
Take me back just to even that very first game, Brandon. Even though it was a loss, a lot of people outside of Kearney thought you were going to be a pretty decided underdog. What was the feeling like from the coaches and the kids after that game?
Well, we didn't think that by any stretch of the means. We thought we could come in and compete with Grand Island. We knew they had a tremendous quarterback coming back, but scheme-wise, it kind of fits how we wanted to attack them offensively, defensively, and special team-wise. And so for us to come in there and you know, we had a couple, three or four plays that if we could take those three or four plays back, we probably had an opportunity to win that game.
Talking here with Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats. Each week, coach wants to see improvement. Where are you seeing that improvement?
Well, first of all, again, you're talking about you got to be able to win the war in the trenches. I think offense and defensive lines, we've done a good job of establishing the run offensively and getting positive yards most of the time. And then defensively, we've really done a good job of stopping the run against our opponents. And that's going to have to continue, especially when we go against a few more power teams here later on in our district competition. So the improvement up front has been very, 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 very good. Also, I think special team-wise, we're starting to come along coverage-wise or return yard-wise. And in order for us to survive, we're going to have to get those extra yards, maybe get some extra points up there on the scoreboard, and then come back, and we're going to have to cover extremely well to stop, obviously, our opponent's return game. So those two things have been we've been very pleased with. And then overall, just the experience parts from last year has made a big difference for us. And so bringing these other guys that didn't have an opportunity to play a year ago has been a big, big asset for us. And so I think we've got enough game experience now. We're ready to compete in the last five games of district competition.
Brandon Cool joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. I know at the beginning of the season you were talking, as most coaches do, about finding another player or two to step up, especially offensively. Have you found that player?
Well, there's offensively always starts with your quarterback position, and the nice thing about it, we've got some great game experience with Jacob White and Peyton Pocock there, and so those guys do a great job of commanding our offense. We felt like offensive line-wise, we'd have to kind of fit in with some new guys this year. We had the veteran guys coming back, but you throw in Chris Langan, who's been a starter for us, and obviously Brady Johnson, who's been starting for us all year at center, and then you throw in Cody Gilsdorf and Josiah Adamson. I mean, those guys, those two tackles are a little bit undersized for us, so we've been pleased with those. We knew Noah Urbanek was a good enough athlete to play for us, being a sophomore kid, playing a lot of varsity for us on Friday night is usually unheard of within our program, but he's physical enough and athletic enough to play on a Friday night, and he's been a pleasant surprise for us. We've done a good job of making some holes for him, and he's done a good job of running the football.
You are midway through the second season of platooning White and Pocock, and it's vastly different what each one of these can do. All you got to do is look at the stat sheet to see that, as we already know, Jacob runs it and Peyton is your passer. How are you still able for both of those guys to have success when the other coach or the other staff should know exactly what you're doing when they're taking the snaps?
Well, we still try to mix it up as much as we can. We've probably ran Peyton Pocock more this year than we did all year last year. And so that's been a great asset for us. And then we got to get back to working a little bit more play action with Jacob White. We've just been able to run the ball here the last couple games, and so we kind of stay with the run game asset of it. We spread the field with our one back, and you're going to have to defend our perimeter guys because we feel like we got good speed at the receiver position, and we're going to get a little bit more man-to-man coverage. We understand that, and going to have to protect the quarterback a little bit better. But overall, we just try to get those defenses as many looks as we can to try to simplify their package.
You're going to be without numbers-wise, and it's really close here. Keller is going to be out tonight with injury, and I see Brockton Sterling has really stepped on both sides of the ball here for you. What do you do defensively different without Eli?
No, we just put in Tommy Cotero, who started for us the first couple games of the year because Ian Stutlick was out with a shoulder injury. So we rotate so many inside linebackers in there that I think all those guys have enough game experience that they can kind of fill in the gap for us. Eli's a tremendous talent for us, and we need him for every Friday night. But tweaked a knee last week. He'll be out this week, and then we'll get him ready to go for next week.
Last minute here with Brandon Cool on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's talk a little bit about your opponent in Lincoln Southeast, who year in and year out, one of the major programs in the state of Nebraska, and nobody's given Lincoln a lot of respect this year because they don't have a dominant football team, but they seem to have been in every football game, maybe except the Grand Island game, and that wasn't a 40-point game.
No, you're exactly right. They're just well-coached, so you're not going to see those guys get blown out, even though they lost their first three games of the year. Got beat last-second field goal against Lincoln Southwest. I thought they played Grand Island really tough, and Grand Island had a hard time scoring in that football game. And then you watch the Norfolk tape, and I bet it's one of those games that you probably just get out of that game healthy, and you try to get ready for the next game because I don't think they're probably very happy of how things went for themselves at Norfolk, which is one of the most difficult places in the state to play. And then to get the ball rolling last week, I mean, they just flat dominated North Platte in the first half. I think they scored in the first two times they touched the ball and played tremendous defense. So I think they're starting to gain some momentum. I know they were pretty senior dominant a year ago, so they're having a few growing pains, and I would expect those guys to come in all cylinders here tonight against us.
Finally, Brandon, as you begin the second half of the season, is there still something that concerns you or that you've really had to work on in practice the last week?
Oh, there's always things, little wrinkles here and there that we got to get better at. I still think we need to work our short passing game a little bit better to keep people at least nervous about our passing game. We had opportunities to hit some deep posts or some fades last week, and we couldn't complete them. And so we got to get back to getting some, when we get one-on-one opportunities with a couple of our receivers, we got to take advantage of it. So passing game-wise, we can still make some improvements there. Defensively, I think I really like our scheme of things. We go against a spread offense one week, and then we got to make some adjustments for Lincoln Southeast because they're more of a power out of the eye. And so we're anxious to see if we can take on that downhill run that they're going to attack us with. Special team-wise, I still think we still got another two or three steps to take special team-wise, be a little bit more consistent in our kickoff game and see if we can get more points up on the board in our field goal game. So, there's a lot of things to work on, and we'll just keep improving week in and week out.
Well, the Bearcats have been rolling along, looking for four in a row tonight. And, Brandon, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll chat again next week.
All right. Thank you for your coverage.
That's Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, and we'll be back to Foster Field with tonight's starting lineups after this on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Good evening again. Craig Eckert along with Brandon Peoples, and we are at Foster Field, Ron and Carol Cope Stadium on the UNK campus. Kearney Bearcat football on tap tonight against Lincoln Southeast. The New Tech Seed pregame show continues. Let me first of all set the field conditions. Tonight's field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer representative, Craig Weges. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weges, your Pioneer seed dealer, science and service delivering success. And it is a beautiful, what can you say, it's a great field. There is nothing in the elements that would determine any negatives as far as field conditions and as far as on-field weather. Maybe a little warm if you start popping the pads and running around a little bit, but right now it's 79 degrees. And if anything, toward the end of the game, you might find a little bit of cramping up and dew forming on the field that also exacerbates that. So that's the way we sit right now. As far as the injury report, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Let me tell you, there is a key injury here tonight. Eli Keller, fullback and middle linebacker, injured a knee and is out at least tonight. I don't know the extent of it. We're not privy to that, but he is not playing this evening. And so some changes occur because of that. Brockton Sterling moves into fullback. Noah Urbanek moves to the I-back in Brandon Kuhl's offensive scheme. And we'll set the starting lineup here in just a little bit. As we do that, we wait for the on-field introductions. The Bearcats, of course, are in UNK being their home field and has been for years and years. First of all, let's set the lineup for the Southeast Knights football team, which came to town 1-3. And Tate Pringle, a senior wide receiver, 6'1", 165. Martez Prather, a running back, 5'11", 180. Alex Holman at the quarterback, he's 6'1", 180. Sterling Smith, wide receiver, 6'3", 205. Javier Fayali is the fullback. He is 6 feet, 215 pounds. Ashwin McEwen on the offensive line, 6 foot, 260. Flynn Anderson, senior, 6'3", 250. Matt Hurley, center and nose guard, is a junior, 6'1", 255. Grayson Engel, senior, 6 foot, 225, and Alex Bruner is a junior, 6 footer, 285 on the other side of the line, along with Max Culligan, who's the tight end, and Culligan is a senior, 6'3 and 205. For the Kearney Bearcats, coached by Brandon Kuhl, and 3-1 on the year, as I said, Brockton Sterling will move to fullback. He's a senior, 6'2", 224. Dylan Nickel, wide receiver, senior, 180. And the co-starting quarterbacks listed as co-starters, Peyton Pocock, the passer of the two, senior, 6'1", 175, and Jacob White, the runner of the two, senior, as the co-starter. I think White will be the man that takes the first snap, but Pocock will be seen very shortly thereafter. Garrett Kreitzer is one of the wide receivers, and he will split that time with Mason Rosine. Dylan Fuhrling is the other wide receiver. Brady Johnson, Brian Arp, Josiah Adamson, Chris Langen, and Cody Gilsdorf are the linemen. And that's your starting offensive lineup for Brandon Kuhl's Bearcats from Kearney High. Kearney High 3-1 on the year, and Lincoln Southeast is 1-3. Your 5 point starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. We're just a little over 1 minute away from starting this thing under clear skies, extremely pleasant temperatures for the fans here. Few folks made the trip from Lincoln. We can see that across the way. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney is going to kick off to southeast. They have triple return man back about the 10-yard line.
Prather.
And it's going to be...
Looks like Prather's the deep man. Standing at the
Martez front. Prather is at the 5-yard line. And doing the kicking off is Tragen Gowan for Kearney. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line. All goose eggs on the scoreboard. 12 minutes to... And the kickoff goes all the way back into the end zone, and that's a nice kickoff. Kearney's developing quite a reputation of kids with legs, both punting and kicking, and so a touchback, and it'll be first and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Knights of Southeast.
Alex Holman, the quarterback here, leading this offense. He's averaging, he's got 466 yards on the season, averaging 116.5 yards per game through the air.
Quarterback is Alex Holman. I formation wides both ways. Back to pass, short one. Now he pulls it down. He's asked to dance around, pressured, gets it into the flat, completes it to the big tight end out to the 30-yard line. And Max Culligan has it out beyond the 30-yard line and enough for a first down. And so the chain gang, brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair, moves it the first 10 yards of this ball game. On the first down, the clock stops, and now they quickly wind it. One play, one first down. Good heady play there by Alex Holman, the quarterback. Again, I formation, wides both ways, slot right side, hand off to Prather. Prather falls forward to nearly 35-yard line. Tackle over there made by Tommy Kuchera from the linebacker spot.
Prather able to dive forward for about 3 yards up to the 34-yard line.
And so that brings up a second down and a strong 6 yards to go for the Knights of Lincoln Southeast. They send Sterling Smith wide to the left side. Strong side is right. In fact, they got two tight ends and two wides right now. Single setback is Prather, and he's going to get the call. Stutter steps, got some running room, falls forward across the 40 to about the 41 or 2. We'll see where they mark it. Could be another first down for the Knights of Southeast, coached by Ryan Gatula. Not quite third down, and about a yard to go here in the first series of this ball game. Great night. Great night for football. A lot of enthusiasm here. Nice crowd in this Class A matchup. Slot man right side. And they hand off again to Prather. He's going to fall forward for probably the first down. Looks like they're going to mark it all the way out to the 43-yard line, which indeed will move the chains. And it'll be another first and 10 for Alex Holman and his offense.
Prather averaging 6.2 yards per carry this season. He's got 3 carries, 11 yards here in the early going.
Culligan, that tight end that made the first catch of the ball game in the first down. Boy, he's built like a tight end. 6'3", 205, good-looking kid there.
Yeah.
Strong side is right, slot right side, I formation. Under center is Holman. Pitch, fakes the pitch, now back to pass. Fires in the flat, he's got a man, and it is completed to Sterling Smith. Forced out of bounds by Kearney. And Dylan Nickel is the man who, and also Jared Smalley, forcing him out of bounds. It's going to bring up second down and about a yard to go. 9:54, clock is stopped on the out of bounds. And now they're going to send Sterling Smith wide to the left side. And they go to the power eye. Connor Sims over there as the H-back or fullback. Fiahia is the fullback, and he will block for Martinez Prather. And Prather gets close to a first down, and they say he is far enough for the first down.
Got a good start to this game here. Lincoln Southeast not doing a whole lot of fancy things, just running right at them, and then kind of mixing in the play-action pass there on the second, third downs.
High formation as Holland is under center again. Prather dots the eye, fake it to him. Got a man streaking downfield. He's going to overthrow him at about the 15-yard line. Open was Sterling Smith, but he was way shy of where the ball ended up. And Alex Holland put a little too much mustard on that one as Pringle comes back into the ball game now. Tate Pringle, the wide out.
He had a lane down the left, but it was overthrown by about 10 yards on that play. So it's going to bring up second and 10.
Clock at 9:25 and stopped on that incompletion. Smith goes wide to the right side. Pringle wide to the right. Smith wide to the left. Single setback is Prather. Again, short drop over in the flat. He overshoots Pringle, and it falls incomplete. So now there's a third down and long situation, and all of a sudden, Lincoln Southeast got off schedule on down and distance, and it is third and long.
And he didn't miss by much on the last pass, just off the fingertips of his receiver, Tate Pringle.
9:21, first period, no score. Opening drive by Lincoln Southeast. Kearney Bearcats on defense in all blue uniforms tonight with white helmets. Southeast comes in with the white jerseys and the black pants. Black and gold trim helmets. Brock Olson in as the fullback now for Lincoln Southeast. A timeout will be called by the Knights. And so with that, 9:21 to go here in the first period of play. Your score is 0-0, Kearney, Lincoln Southeast. On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Picked off by Jacob White for the Bearcats, and he returns it all the way back to the 30-yard line of Lincoln Southeast. There was good pressure put on by Holland, and a nice pick across the middle by White. And now the Bearcats are set up in excellent field position. And it's first and 10 at the 33-yard line for the Kearney Bearcats.
A great play just right over the middle. And White just reached up and grabbed it. And now Kearney sets up in great field position.
All right, let's see who they got in at quarterback to start. It looks like Pocock is actually the guy going to take the first snap. Of course, his opposite number there just picked off the ball and ran it back. Inside handoff on a jet sweep. He's got some running room down to about the 20-yard line. That's Brock Sterling.
Sterling, the ball carrier.
And Sterling gets a first down as they move the chains. And we go into the red zone for the first time tonight on either side. First and 10, 18-yard line, the Kearney Bearcats trying to capitalize off the pick by White. Under center, nope, back in the shotgun again is Pocock. And they fake the inside. No, they give it to him on the left side, jet sweep. And it again is Sterling. And he falls forward for maybe, not even a yard.
Yeah, I'm going to say no gain on that play. He got right back to the line of scrimmage, trying to get out to the left side that time, and just couldn't turn the corner.
They're trying to spread out the Southeast defense. They went wide right the first time, wide left the second time on the jet action. Now they send wides both ways, and a slot man is sitting there to the right side. Peyton Pocock, your quarterback. How'd you like to have a name like Peyton? No living up there, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Peyton is under center. Single setback is Sterling. He'll get the call, crashes forward right up the middle, goes nowhere. Big old Max Colgan was in there on defense. He plays defensive end as well as tight end, and that's a no gainer. And second down and 10 coming for the blue and white.
After all that, he's able to get a couple of inches, but it's still a second and a very short 10.
They're going to send Dylan Fuhrling out wide to the right side. And Dylan Nickel, they got double Dylans out there. Dylan Nickel is wide to the left side. One setback with Pocock in the backfield, who's in the gun. Third and long. Pocock passes, fade route, and he went one way, and the receiver broke to the post. And Dylan Nickel goes, what? He was heading for the goal post, and the pass went the other way.
He's lucky he overthrew that because there was a defensive player in the corner of the end zone, and if that had a little less air on it, he might have been able to pick it off.
Trevor Dockham was over there for Lincoln Southeast. And now we've got a field goal attempt coming up from the 25-yard line. Tragen Gowan. Sidewinder comes in from the right side, and it's no good. Wide to the left. And so Kearney is unable to capitalize on the pick by White. And a turnover after that failed field goal. 7:12 to go here in the first period of play. We'll keep it right here. No score. Lincoln Southeast had a productive drive. Got the ball out to 20, 25 yards on the last possession from the 20. So they turned it over about midfield when White came in and picked it off across the middle. Now they've got to start over again from the 20. No harm done for the Bearcat, or for them. The Bearcats unable to capitalize. The handoff goes straight up the middle. And that is that's the fullback.
Number 24, Prather
Fahilia. And I tell you, if you're listening along, well, you obviously listen on one side, it is spelled F-A-A-L-I-I. But it's pronounced Fahalia. Fahalia. Gavier Fahalia. Say it a few times, it'll be smoother. Second down coming, 10 yards to go. Or 6 yards to go, rather, on the carry by Fahalia. Now the handoff goes to the tailback, Prather. Stutter steps, nice spin move, gets all the way out to the 28-yard line. And it'll be third down and a manageable 3 or 4 yards coming for the Knights of Lincoln Southeast.
It's a good job by Prather just to get right behind his offensive lineman, wait for the blocks, and able to pick up a nice 4-yard pickup.
Third down, this is anybody's guess as to what they call. It's makeable by land or by air. They go trips wide to the bunch, trips wide to the right side. Holland under center, single setback. And the handoff goes to Prather, and he's going to get stood up right shy of the 30-yard line. I don't think he got it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That was a brick wall he hit.
Chris Slangen got in there and just stood him right up.
Big old blue brick wall there, and yeah, I don't think he got anything on that carry.
Fourth down coming now, and a punting situation is indicated here by Lincoln Southeast. Tate Pringle is the punter at the 15-yard line. Harris and Urbanek set to do the runback chores for Kearney. Taken at the 30-yard line, coming to the near side, and then cutting back and immediately hit at the 35-yard line is Urbanek. And check that, Alex Harris. And so Kearney will get decent field position as they take over and get their first possession from the normal fashion. Their first and 10 after a punt instead of the pick before. So their field position is nowhere near as good. So they've got a longer way to go.
It's been kind of a defensive stalemate here over the first 7 minutes of this ball game.
And now Jacob White, the runner, is in as quarterback. Wides and slot men both ways. Single setback, Brockton Sterling. still in the pistol. There's the snap. They fake it to the one man. Read option, and White comes near side. He's got running room across the 40, 45, and out at the 46-yard line. That's a nice-looking play.
That was a nice-looking play, kind of Tim Tebow-esque there from Florida. And able to pick up 11 yards that time. Good job.
Classic quarterback read option. 4:57, clock stopped on the first down. As they move to Kearney Tire and Auto, James. I formation. Under center now is White. He's got double wides to the right side. Pitch, right side. Urbanek has some running room across the 45, still on his feet, nearly the 50-yard line. Noah Urbanek moved to I-back because of the injury to Eli Keller.
Nice pickup that time. He's able to go to the right side. And I think he got maybe about 4 or 5 yards. Call it five.
And it'll be second down and five then. 4:26, clock running. Now the down guy gets caught up with the rest of us. I formation and double wide right side, slot right. White in the flat. He's got a man. And it's Brockton Sterling, the 45, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Brockton Sterling broke right at the 45-yard line and got inside. And I don't know, I thought it was kind of mediocre effort on the part of Lincoln chasing him down. They kind of gave up when they thought that he was hemmed in there at the, I said, 45, 35-yard line. And he walked all the way in.
I'm thinking maybe they thought he was... He had stepped out of bounds.
I think I like that explanation better. But the fact of the matter is, it was way easy from 35 yards out for Brockton Sterling. First score of the night. Here comes the extra point attempt. It's up, and it's good. And it's 7-0 Kearney over Lincoln Southeast here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in a half minute with the Bearcat kickoff.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads Ford,
Lincoln Mercury. So the first score of the ball game, Kearney Bearcats with 4:03 to go in the first period on a 49-yard pitch catch from White to Sterling. Short pass, long run.
Yeah, you're talking during the break. That's about 45 yards all on the feet of Urbanek. Nice job there getting the first score for the Bearcats.
But I do see where Lincoln Southeast could have thought he might have stepped out of bounds. Kind of let up, and man, they let up. He accelerated and got in for six.
Now you got to play to the whistle, and there was no whistle. And we don't have the...
Kim's Gowans kickoff from the 40. And it's another nice one into the end zone, another touchback. And Martez Prather has to watch it go through the end zone.
I don't have the benefit of instant replay. That's what I was going to say there. So here comes Lincoln Southeast. This is their third time having the football. They've had interception, a punt. Last time was three and out. So see what they can get done here.
The first possession, first part of the first possession, was by far the most impressive so far by Southeast, as they got three first downs before they gave up the pick. And they dodged the bullet on that. Kearney scored from longer distance just now, 7-0. Pitch, left side, Prather trying to find the corner, cuts up and gets about 5 yards. And it'll be second down and almost exactly 5 yards. They'll spot the ball at the 25-yard line. And a man is down. An injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Right now it looks, can't really tell. It's too early in the game for it to be a a muscle cramp. I think the young man is down. It's a Lincoln Southeast player down at the 25-yard line, and he'll be helped up immediately. Grayson Engel is the injured player. He's a 6'2", 225-pound senior, and he's walking a little bit gingerly, but doesn't look like it's that serious. So hopefully he's back into the ball game. Injury update brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. All right, here comes second down. They're going to call it actually 6 yards to go. A 4-yard gain on the first by Prather. Now they're going to send Sterling Smith wide to the right, slot man right. Now they go with a lateral in the backfield on the overhand pass and no gain. And I pointed that out because if that would have gone incomplete, it would have been a free ball. But Pringle was able to bring it down but not do much after that. And it's third down and, again, 6 yards to go for the 1-3 Knights of Lincoln Southeast.
Lincoln Southeast's offense just hasn't really been able to do a whole lot here since that first drive. They've just been kind of flat.
They're going to send Tate Pringle wide to the left side. Slot man left, and a wide out to the right side is Noah Brittenham. And they fake the reverse. Now they give it to Brittenham, or Sterling, rather, and he tries to work his way left. Falls forward for about 3 yards. That was kind of an ugly-looking play as there was a Kearney Bearcat between the quarterback trying to make that pitch and the receiver, Sterling Smith. And so it was a lot of starting and stopping and fits and starts and then about a 3-yard gain. Fourth down and 2.5 to go. Another punting situation. Pringle back to do the punting from the 15-yard line. Nice, nice kick. It's going to be taken and immediately hit. Ball is loose. And Kearney will recover. But, man, alive. It was Dylan Fruling whacked as he came up with the ball, and he spit it up right there, but luckily a teammate fell on it for the Bearcats, and they're going to maintain possession after the second punt by Lincoln Southeast, and they will have a first and 10 at the 38-yard line, their own 38, 2:14 to go. Bearcats with a 7-point lead, and Lincoln trying to figure out how to get back into the groove. They had the first three first downs of the ball game. Back on defense, they gave up a 49-yard short pass and then most of the yardage after catch by Sterling, who made it a 45-yard after the reception junked. White back in the backfield sets a man in motion. Alex Harris goes to the slot right side. Option, White cuts it up. He's across 45 to the 50 and about 49. Of Lincoln Southeast.
Pick up of about 13 yards that time by White.
And so that's a first down. And they move the Kearney Towing and Repair chains again. Ball at the 48 of Lincoln Southeast. Shotgun trips wide to the right side. Single wide out. Single setback gets the ball on the inside handoff. And he's going to get stood right up. That's Deontay Brown, 5'9", 156-pounder, slow-developing play. And Lincoln Southeast sniffed it out and brought him down no gain. In fact, about a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, he went a little bit backwards that time. Good job by the Knights defense.
All right, now Pocock comes back in at the quarterback slot with 12 yards to go. He's a bit better passer, takes the gun snap, fires downfield, and he overshoots everybody. He was looking for Mason Rosine, and it was well over everybody's head. Defender on the play there, Brady McDonald, the 5'9", 170-pounder for Southeast. And so that long incompletion now is going to make it third down and 12 to go for Kearney, and it's 7-point lead.
Not a lot of plays on third and 12 in coach's book. Got to expect probably a passing play here.
Ian Stuchlik comes into the ball game for Kearney at one of the receiver spots. In fact, there's going to be a whole bunch of receivers. I think it looks like spread formation about to happen here. Pocock still checking the signals. Okay, now he's got everybody lined up. The front line is set. Single set back with Pocock. Back to pass. Fires another long one, and it's going to be just over the outstretched hands of Dylan Nickel. Incomplete at about the 15-yard line. It was a nice pitch, but just a little bit long.
Yeah, he just left that one out there about 5 yards too far, and Kearney's got a punt.
Minute 14 on the clock in the first period. Kicker will be standing at his 35-yard line. That's Jacob Long. Single safety at the 10 for the Knights. Oh, it's a bad kick. Off the left side, it's going to bounce and out of bounds immediately at the 30-yard line. So decent yardage for a decent field position, I should say, for Lincoln Southeast. Maybe yeah. Their best since the opening drive.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say here. And you know, they've been able to get, I think, maybe just right to midfield, but they haven't had much of an opportunity to get into Kearney territory.
Friday night, 70-degree football, one of life's little pleasures that we're enjoying here tonight from the Ron and Carol Cope Stadium. Ball being played at Foster Field at UNK, home field of the Kearney Bearcats. Man in motion is Prather. They fake it to him, and then they give it to Faila. And Faila gets all the way down to the 40-yard line, and a nice trap there set. And good running by the fullback, and it's going to be second down and a short 2, long 1 yard for the first down. That was a new wrinkle for the delay and the trap set up nicely. In the eye, Prather dots it, slot man right side. Give it to Prather. He's got some running room. He's got a first down, and they will move the chains. First down for Lincoln Southeast. That's their first down, I think, in two series, isn't it?
It is. You're right. They've had 2-3 and outs here.
27 seconds to go. First period of play. Kearney up 7. 7-0. Alex Holland brings his team to the line of scrimmage. He's got a slot man to the right side. That's Colligan, the big tight end. Pitch, Prather, near side. Can't find the corner, and he's going to get snuffed by Brian Arp, who comes up. Also, Noah Urbanek in on the tackle, and Tommy Kuchera. Nice gang tackle there by the Bearcats, and it's going to be second down and about 13 yards to go. So that was going in the wrong direction from the perspective of Lincoln Southeast, and we're going in different directions here in a minute because it's the end of the first period. Kearney 7, Lincoln Southeast nothing on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in 1 minute.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Knights are heading north now as they switch positions, and the first snap is complete on a pass out to Tate Pringle, but he doesn't get a whole lot of yardage after catch, and it'll bring up third down and still plus 10 to go.
Yeah, they gave him some forward progress, about 2 yards there. And again, big third down coming up here for Southeast.
Kearney's playing some salty defense here tonight. They have one pick. That was a pickoff by Jacob White. They were not able to capitalize on it, but it stunted what looked to be a fairly decent drive opening drive of the ball game for Southeast. They haven't done anything since. Alex Holland now with a third down and 12. Barks it out from the gun, slot right side, rolls right, looks on field. He's got a man. It's Sterling. And he's not far enough for the first down. He did get to midfield, so it'll bring up fourth down and about 5 yards to go. So we'll see if they are going to chance anything. Doesn't look like it. I don't think that's going to happen yet. It's only a seven-point ball game. Fourth and four. And Tate Pringle is standing at his 35-yard line.
That was a really good catch there by the tight end.
Alex Harris is one of the return men, and Harris is calling for a fair catch. Inside the 10, it goes through the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. There's a hot ball there for a little bit as closing down there for Lincoln Southeast was Foster Peterson. 5'10", 165-pound running back. If he'd have gotten that thing, it would have been their ball.
You know, and the Kearney player there, Alex Harris, he'd have touched that, and it had gone, you know, as a live ball into the end zone. Who knows what he could have had a touchdown.
I thought he did touch it. That's why I said that. Oh, maybe he didn't.
Okay.
Clock stopped at 10:34 until halftime, and the Ravano Sanitation halftime report upcoming. Wide out to the right side, slot right side. That's Dylan Nickel. And now in motion goes Alex Harris right to left. I formation. And the handoff goes to the tailback who crashes across for about 2 yards. That's Noah Urbanek with the gain, which brings it second down and 8 yards to go for the Kearney High Bearcats. Coming into this one, 3-1. Lincoln, 1-3. So far, fairly evenly matched, although I'd give the edge to the Kearney defense above all four units.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've played very well here so far.
It's Nickel wide to the right side and Harris wide to the left. I formation. Now comes Harris in motion from the left to the right. Pitch, right side. And turning the corner out to the 25, 6, 7-yard line is Noah Urbanek. And he's close to a first down, but not there. Third down and manageable. Nope. Yeah, I thought he was moving the chains. It's third down and a manageable 1 yard to go. I didn't think he got that, but the ref was bringing the chains on like move another 10 yards. Not so.
Good play by Urbanek to get out to the outside. And he might have given a stiff arm to one of those Knights defenders.
9:45 second period. Kearney 7-0. Dylan Nickel wide to the left side. Power eye. Under center is White. Handoff straight up the middle, and Urbanek's going to get stopped. And so Lincoln is held on third down, and Kearney is probably going to punt it away. And back to do the punting chores, Jake Long. He'll stand at his 15-yard line. And Tate Pringle is in the single return just inside his 40.
Number 40, Jacob Long. Back to punt for Kearney High.
So here we go. We'll get you some score updates here in a little bit from around the region. Nice kick by Long, and Pringle's got to go all the way back inside the 30 for it. And it's going to bounce at the 25, takes a Kearney roll to the 20. And Lincoln Southeast has no better than a touchback.
A lady luck on the side of the Bearcats that time.
Ball down at the 19.
Update brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the score. Valentino's delivers to your door. Nothing doing. St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull. That'd be a good one to watch. Lutheran High Northeast leading Ainsworth 16-0. Given on top of Wood River 13-7. That's one you can hear with Doug Duda on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. That's why Brandon Peoples and yours truly are here on 1460 AM. Okay, here comes the first and 10 for Lincoln Southeast. They try a sweep to the left side and immediately tackle as he tried to get the corner. Was Alex Augustine, and he's going to get maybe 2 yards on the deal. Second down and 8.
I wasn't sure. Maybe somebody didn't get a face mask in there. They didn't call any penalty there, but it's going to be second down nonetheless.
Friday night lights now. Sun is down. Beautiful night. I formation in back of Alex Holland for Southeast. Everybody is in tight as they go to the power game. And the handoff straight up the middle. Now he fakes the pass, and he's got his man in and out of the hands of Brady McDonald. It was a little play action there off the bunched up run formation. Nice call, nice thought, and almost a completion to Brady McDonald.
It's a good fake. It was also a good defensive play there that time by Jacob White, able to just get a couple fingers on it to break up the pass.
Let me make a correction. It was six instead of five. Bailey Pickering, backup tight end, was the intended receiver there. And he darn near hauled it in. Third down and still long at about 9 yards to go. So they stay with the gun single setback. This time wide to the right side. There's some movement. I don't see any penalty marker. Holland still running. And it's going to be picked off again by Carney. Stepping up and picking it off for the Bearcats. And into the end zone. Jake Long. No, it's not.
Well,
it's Jared Smalley stepped up there. Jared Smalley picks it off. Second pick by the Bearcats. This time a pick six. And it's 13-0. And the after point attempt is up and good. And Smalley with a pick six for the Bearcats. And the PAT is good, and it is Kearney 14, Lincoln Southeast nothing. Back in a half minute, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and Platte River Preps Online.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Theme of this game is Kearney Bearcat defense. Two pickoffs. One was a pick six. The other one didn't do any damage except to stunt the Lincoln Southeast Knights offense to the point where they haven't done anything since that first pickoff. And that was Jared Smalley taking it in from about 23 out. And Tragen Gowan lines it up again at the 40-yard line. With 8 minutes to go, here comes the kickoff. And it goes out of bounds. That's kind of a buzzkill right there.
Yeah, and that's going to, believe it or not, that's our first penalty of the game.
Really?
Comes at the 8 minute mark of the second quarter.
First score was 4:03 to go first. Second one, 8 minutes to go in the second. So Kearney slowly building a pretty good lead here that Southeast better get a key to how to move the ball and get into pay dirt or this is going to get ugly.
Yeah. Ugly in a hurry. That last interception for the touchdown, that's very demoralizing to an offense. But got to give the Kearney defense a lot of credit, and they got to have a lot of confidence now.
All right. Wides both ways. Slot to the right side is Culligan. I formation. Holland under center. Barks the signals. Takes the snap. Hand to the tailback, and Prather can find nothing. He tries to scramble one way. Now reverses field. Comes to the right side, and wham! He is knocked right on his keister by Dylan Frueling, who came up, sniffed him out on that reverse field, and just hit him as he was going to his left. Frueling was coming to the right side and just knocked him right down. And so here goes Kearney back on offense.
Wow, he must have fumbled up there.
That must have been a fumble.
Well, that was a heck of a hit. He heard a collective gasp here with the crowd.
I didn't see the beanbag come out, and I sure didn't see the ball pop out, but that was a hard enough hit to cause it. No big surprise there. Pocock is back in as the quarterback. He's got wides both ways. and a slot man to the left side. Back to pass, firing long, high ball back there, and it's going to be almost picked off by Brady McDonald. The ball was intended for Dylan Nickel on the fade there, but too much fade. You know, or not enough fade, I don't know.
There is a little bit of a breeze there. I think that the wind caught the football there on that one. It was a good pass, but there is a little bit of a breeze. One
wind has died down a little bit. It was pretty strong when I headed for the stadium here earlier this afternoon. Here comes second down. Pocock is still a quarterback, and it's Sterling is the up man. One man in motion, left to right, is Fruling, and they hand it off to the tailback, and that's Urbanek. He's got some running room inside the 30. Urbanek, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Touchdown, Kearney. And that is Urbanek taking it in all the way from about the 38-yard line.
38-yard touchdown run. And they got their last touchdown at the 8-minute mark, this time at the 7:33 mark. So they're scoring often, and they do it again here.
Urbanek takes it to the house with 7:33 to go in the half. And Gowan is in for the PAT attempt. It is up, it's good, and it's 21-0 Kearney on top of Lincoln Southeast. Back in a half minute with the Bearcat kickoff on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Kearney has scored spectacularly three times on a 45-yard pass run from White to Sterling. Made it 7-0. Then a pick six by Smalley. Made it 14-0 after the PAT by Gowan. And now a 38-yard romp from Urbanek. And the PAT makes it 21-0, which is where we are right now. 7.5 to go till halftime on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460. Craig Eckert and Brandon Peoples alongside from Foster Field at the Ron Carroll Cope Stadium. UNK. Gowan gives it a ride. This time it's returnable. Here comes Prather across the 10, 15, 20, and he'll get out to about the 25-yard line. Martez Prather got his first shot at a kickoff return tonight. After four, he's entitled to one, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this Kearney defense, seeing the field again here, they haven't had a lot of rest here. You kind of wonder how that's going to affect him here. But with a 21-0 lead here, they're playing with a lot of confidence.
Well, they have one, two, three, four guys that are considered defensive specialists. Everybody else is going both ways. Seven Bearcats, for the most part, are going both ways on this. Southeast goes strong to the left with a slot man. And the handoff goes to the tailback. Prather gets up across the 35-yard line. We've got a new quarterback in for the Knights. That is Brandon Vick. Brandon Vick, a 5'10", 175-pound quarterback, has entered the ball game in relief of Alex Holland. To try and get some life into this offense, or at least some sustenance into this offense. They go strong to the right side with a slot and an I formation and a pitch, short pitch, and again Prather falls forward, and they're going to give him the first down, I believe. First down and 10 as they spot the ball inside the 40 at about the 37-yard line. And as they move the chains, the clock is stopped with 6:41. Now they wind it again. Lincoln Southeast breaks the huddle with their new quarterback, Vic. I formation, Prather is still the tailback. The ELI is the running back who's blocking for him out front, but to no avail, as Dylan Frueling played off the block and came up and got Prather after, well, actually no gain and maybe a loss of about one. Well played there by Frueling. And so it's going to be second down and 11 coming for the Lincoln Southeast Knights. Came in here 1-3, but really it was a pretty credible 1-3 because they only, the two of the losses were by a combined total of 9 points.
You play a tough schedule, that's for sure.
I formation again. Vic is under center, slot right side. Prather dots the eye. Rolling to the right is Vic. Fires across, and he gets Sterling, and it's in and out of his hands. Would have been a nice grab, but he was immediately hit over there by Sterling Smith. Try that again. Garrett Kreitzer on Sterling Smith, 11 on 11. It's like Class A football.
That's right.
So a nice hit there by Kreitzer, though.
Not used to that. We're normally in the eight-man range.
Yeah. This 100-yard field and everything. Wow. All right, that incompletion makes it 5:31 on a stopped clock, and a timeout is called here by Lincoln Southeast. So we'll take a minute. Your score, Kearney 21, Lincoln Southeast nothing on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com online.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back to pass on the third and 11, and it's across the middle, complete, but immediately tackled short of the first down as Alex Argentine. And I misspoke, Augustine. And now with fourth down, it'll be Tate Pringle again launching one from about the 25-yard line. Bearcats in twin safety. And taking it over the shoulder, Dylan Frueling coming to the near side at the 15-yard line. He's grabbed a nice open field tackle there by Lincoln Southeast's Andrew Hansen, another reserve tight end. And so the Bearcats set up shop inside their 20 with 4:48 to go. There's still plenty of time to go. So they'll mark it at the 18, just the ball just nosing the 18-yard line.
Yeah, and this is probably the worst field position Kearney's had. That was a great punt, by the way, by Lincoln Southeast. So we'll see what the Lincoln Southeast defense can do here against this potent offense.
Rosine wide to the left, Harris the slot man left. They go with three men in the backfield, the middle man being Pocock, calls out the signals, and they give it on the option read to Urbanic, and he's going to get caught right at the line of scrimmage. No gain, maybe a step loss. Second 10 coming, we'll call it. Clock at 4.5 to go till halftime. Kearney with a comfortable 21-0 lead over Lincoln Southeast on a beautiful night from Foster Field at UNK. Dylan Nickel goes wide to the left side. Frueling wide to the right side. Double Dylan's again. I form, or that's Alex Harris, I guess. Harris goes in motion, right to left, pitch left side. Urbanic's got it, and he cuts inside. Looks like he left the football. Hang on, let's see. Maybe not. It looked like there was a funny angle on his body. It looked like he was looking for the football, but apparently not, and it stayed in Bearcat possession. Third down and 5. So Urbanic, despite all that, got a 5-yard positive carry.
Yeah, go figure. That's called an athlete right there.
Man. Slot to the near side, to the right side. Two men in the backfield. Now he sends one man in motion. That's Urbanek coming out on the wing. And Pocock rolls to his right, fires. He's got a man. It's Harris at the 35, and they're going to move the chains. They're going to set the ball actually at the 36-yard line. So that was a nice pitch catch there, and Harris gets the completion and the first down from Pocock.
And I believe that's Pocock's first completion here tonight. Goes for 12 yards.
The other ones, he's been trying to fling it too far downfield for his measurements tonight at least, and that was a nice pass out into the flat. Stays in the ball game. He's got a wingman to his right and wides both ways, and he's going to keep it himself. Pocock gets outside to the 40, maybe 41-yard line, so the passer turns runner that time and sets up a manageable third down, and we'll call it 4 yards to go for the Bearcats, trying to pad a 21-point lead.
Bearcats did a good job faking the run to the running back that time. The quarterback able to sneak right through the middle.
Jared Smalley comes in as the wide out to the right side. Smalley, he of the pick six a little bit ago. Now White is back in the ball game as the quarterback. Chess game here by Brandon Cool. Pistol snap, handoff. Brockton Sterling has nothing doing, and he'll lose a couple of yards. Third down, 8 yards to go for the Kearney Bearcats. White stays in at quarterback. Re-entering the ball game for Kearney is Ian Stuchlik. Clock is running at 2:10 in the second period. White moves up under center. I formation, wide receivers both ways. And now a timeout is going to be called by Brandon Cool and the Bearcats. Back in a minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Brandon Cool took that timeout to get things set. He's got a third and long here with 2 minutes to go in the second period of play. They go spread, trips left side, rolling right. Pocock has a man and I think a first down. The completion there goes to Dylan Nickel. And it'll be first and 10 for the Bearcats on a nice looking drive here that started inside their 20. It started at their 18-yard line with about 4.5 to go in the half. Now the clock is down about a minute 45, and quickly back to the line here, the Kearney Bearcats. White is the quarterback this time. Trips left side. Wide out right is Dylan Nickel. Fake the handoff. White keeps, gets to the 45-yard line. A couple of yard gain, but the clock will continue to burn down.
Take a look at timeouts here. Kearney has two left. Lincoln Southeast with just one. We got about a minute 20 left here in the first half.
Brandon Cool, I think, wants to get something out of this deal. I think he's got a kicker, can kick the three, but they had some long touchdowns tonight, and they could do it from here. Trips to the left side. Again, Nickel, single, wide out to the right side. Back to pass. White fires long, looking for Nickel over his head at the 15.
There was pressure being brought that time by the defense. Like Sean McEwen in there pressuring on the quarterback.
Trevor Dockham on the defensive coverage in the backfield there. So the long incompletion makes it third down. About seven to go, 57 seconds. The clock stops on that. Been a pretty quick first half. We're just approaching 1 hour since we kicked off at 7 o'clock. Well, as you said, virtually penalty free.
Yeah.
A lot of running. Now Pocock calls for a timeout.
There's a flag thrown. Did he get it off in time?
All right, we'll keep it right here, get you some score updates. Brought to you by Valentino's of Kearney. We deliver the score. Valentino's delivers to your door. Let's go to Class D2, where Giltner is in a dogfight with Exeter Milligan, 32-20 in the second quarter. Brandon and I were able to witness Giltner last week against Overton, and they looked like a machine. And this week, the wheels are wobbling again.
Yeah,
Maxwell leading Brady 24-14. That's in the second period. And scores a little slow coming in. And Arapahoe leading Axtell 28-0 in the second quarter. Howells Dodge and Clarkson Lee are tied at 6 in the second. Fourth quarter score, Plainview over GACC. Excuse me, GACC over Plainview 66-6. Whoa. Hardington Central Catholic, 42, West Holt, 7. Wood River leading, Gibbon leading Wood River 13-7. Second quarter on KKPR with Doug Dude on Classic Hits 98.9. All right, time back in now, Bearcats. At the line of scrimmage, Pocock, shotgun, back to pass, fires the fade, far side, he's got a man inside the 5, trying to get away into the end zone, second touchdown tonight. Jared Smalley, this time offensively, he got the pick six earlier, and Jared Smalley hauls it in, and Kearney is up top, 27-0.
Well, that was a missed tackle that time. Smalley was almost holding the hand of the defender, trying to bring him with him into the end zone, able to get that one for 49 yards, I believe. Nice play.
All of the Kearney scores have come from a distance. There's been no goal line stands here, I guarantee you that. Here comes the extra point attempt. And that time, it is good as well. And so 28-0, the Kearney Bearcats leading the Lincoln Southeast Knights. And we're back in a half minute with Kearney's kickoff on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
49 seconds to go till halftime. Kearney is piling it on here, 28-0 over Lincoln Southeast. They've been on long scores. That was a 45-yard Pocock to Jared Smalley touchdown pass. Smalley got, well, he almost pulled a guy into the end zone with him. At the 5-yard line, a defender came up and hung on to his jersey, and Smalley says, "Give me that. I've got scoring to do," and he got in, and it's now 28-0.
Smalley brought his lunch bill with him today. He's had some good plays.
Talk about it. Here comes Gowan with another kickoff. This time it's going to be high, and Prather's going to get a chance to come back with it. No, it isn't either. It's Faila. And he'll get up to about the 25-yard line, maybe 26. Faila.
Another opportunity here for Lincoln Southeast. I got to imagine they'll play conservatively here. Probably just run the football and go into halftime.
You'd think. I haven't seen any evidence that they're able to go deep with anybody. They haven't tried, really.
No, they really haven't. They've had some short passes, but every time they've tried to go deep, it's not ended well.
They go trips to the right side of the formation. Still in there is Vic at quarterback. He did not start. Alex Holland did. Single wide out left side. Back to pass is Vic looking. Good protection. Now it breaks down. He's got a scramble. Fires out across the middle. He's got a man at the 40, 45-yard line. That's going to be a first down for Lincoln Southeast. The receiver was Adam Riley, another tight end. They must lead the league in tight ends. 6'3", 205, and one looks as good an athlete as the next. They just got to get the ball to him.
You know, Vic looked really good standing in there. He was able to scramble around and make a nice play right over the middle.
All right, now we get a timeout. I think called by, logically, it'd be called by Lincoln Southeast with 35 seconds to go. They've got new life here with a first down and the ball at the 48-yard line, their 48-yard line. Let's get you some more Valentinos of Kearney score updates here. Omaha West Side 21-7 over Grand Island. That's in the second quarter. And Elkhorn leading Nebraska City 14-zip second. McCook 7-0 over Aurora second quarter. York leading Crete 17-0 second quarter. Northwest trailing Scotts Bluff 35-14. Scott, the number one team in Class B, trailing Blair 31-14. Beatrice leading Mount Michael Benedictine 28, easy for me to say, 28-0. All right, here come Lincoln Southeast. Back to pass. Pressure put on by Vic. He fires downfield, and he's got a man at the 20-yard line. Complete. And Lincoln Southeast has to come up quickly. They've got one timeout to go, I believe. No, they don't. They've got to spike it. They're going to have to spike it maybe, but it's taken the chain gang a while to get upfield and get things set. So the clock is stopped at 25 until that happens. Now they wind it, and there's the spike. And so Vic spikes it, and it'll be second and 10 when they come back to the line of scrimmage. That score update, by the way, was brought to you by Valentino's of Kearney. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas to carry it out or, of course, have them deliver it. Get yours tonight, Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Trips to the right side, single wide out left side. Single setback. Back to pass Vic. Good protection. Has to do a little scrambling now. Fires. He's got a man. That was a bad play because if he'd have caught that, the clock would have probably run out. And a penalty marker is down. This is only our second penalty of the evening. The ball fell incomplete, but here's the deal. He went inside to get a guy on a crossing route. If he'd have caught that and Kearney would have brought him down, the clock would still be running right now because it wasn't long enough for a first down. In a perfect world, he'd have fired that out of bounds, gone incomplete.
Yeah.
See what this but means. It's high school. Officials and even the Vic that plays in the NFL doesn't do that all the time.
No. Officials taking a long time here to talk this one over.
I don't know what the penalty was.
Yeah, five.
Let's watch
officials.
Closely here, yeah. All right, here comes the head man coming over. And he's got a lineman downfield illegally for Lincoln Southeast. And so that's a 5-yard penalty. And it's going to be second. Well, I got to go to the end zone anyhow. No, it's going to be a 10-yard penalty. No, it's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Mm.
Wow, I didn't know they had them that.
That's a big
for downfield. Wow. Okay. So this is going to be a Hail Mary here. Second down, 25 to go. The ball is inside at the 35-yard line. 16 on the clock. Spread formation, low snap. And the quarterback, Vic's got to get pulled down. Good pressure there. Good pressure by Brian Arp, who came up with the sack.
There's a flag down on the field.
And that stops the clock. That was a lucky deal for Lincoln Southeast. That's going to be a penalty against Kearney. And now they may mark 15 the other way. It could be a personal foul the other way. And Kearney's walking way back, so they may just give and take that 15 yards. The ball is sitting at the 37-yard line of Kearney, and now that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to take that 15 that they penalized Lincoln Southeast, take it right back. So the net over the last two plays has been a minus two for Lincoln Southeast, despite two major penalties.
15-yard penalty.
Going either way. Okay, here comes a field goal attempt now. Holding is Tate Pringle. The knee is at the 28-yard line. And Brandon Cool is going to try and ice the kicker. So let's take a minute here. Wait a minute. Let's take a half a minute here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with a field goal attempt in a half minute.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Third down, 12 yards to go. It's a field goal attempt coming for Lincoln Southeast. Brandon Cool tried to ice the kicker for Lincoln Southeast here a bit. That kicker is Logan Catches. And Catches, catch can. And looks like it's going to be no good. Off to the right side. He had the distance, but he was off to the right. And with 5 seconds to go, Kearney's going to get the ball back. Probably kneel it. Probably have a 28-0 halftime score with Ravenna Sanitation halftime report upcoming.
You know, the Bearcats will receive the ball in the second half to start. So getting that last touchdown was a good thing for Coach Cool.
They're in the semi-victory formation with one man standing way back at the five-yard line. And Pocock is the quarterback, and he'll kneel it. And there we are. Halftime is here. And your score, the Kearney Bearcats 28, Lincoln Southeast nothing. On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a couple of minutes here. We'll get things added up for you and be back with Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in 2 minutes.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
At halftime from Foster Field in front of beautiful Ron and Carol Cope Stadium at UNK on an equally beautiful night under the lights. And the, is that the Kearney band or is that Southeast bring their band? I didn't catch the announcement. They're Motion Blue. I'm going to say that may be Lincoln Southeast. Big band performing on the field here tonight at on Foster Field. Anyhow, at halftime, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and they say your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or for residential. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. You may hear the band blast us out here at halftime because it just turned our way. This is where the high school band can overpower you more than a college, because in the big college stadiums, you never hear the band. It goes straight up, but here it comes right at you. All right, let's take a look at how things got to be where they are. 28-0 at halftime. The Bearcats in control here over the Knights. Bearcats scored. Well, let me first of all say that the Knights suffered two pickoffs at the hands of the Bearcats, and the first pickoff came from Jacob White, who picked one off straight across the middle, returned it back to about the 33-yard line of Lincoln Southeast, but the Bearcats were unable to capitalize, and Southeast got the ball back, then had to punt it away, and Kearney took it on the drive, got to about midfield, and finally a short pass from White to Sterling turned into a 49-yard touchdown. About 4 yards on the pass, about 45 from Sterling's legs, and he made it 6-0. PAT by Gowan was good, and with 4:05 to go in the first, Kearney was out front 7-0. In fairness to the Knights of Southeast, we think in retrospect that they might have suspected that Sterling stepped out of bounds, but referee said no, and as they thought he stepped out of bounds, may have just let up a little bit, and he made it easily in the end zone. Last 35 yards of that run, he was pretty much by himself. So anyhow, in the first period, it was 4:03 to go. It was 7-0, Kearney on top, and that's the way it ended in the first period of play. Then in the second period, on defense, Jared Smalley, with the first of two really nice plays, one on defense, one on offense, did a pick six, picked up a 23-yard interception, brought it to the house, and again, Gowan perfect on the PAT, made it 14-0. That was about 8 minutes to go until halftime. Then the third score for Kearney came with 7:33 to go in the second period. That was a 38-yard TD run by Urbanic. And it made it 21-0. As I said, Gowan's been perfect on his, nearly perfect on every phase of his game. He's had long kickoffs and accurate conversions. And then the final score with under 2 minutes to go in the first half, it was a 45-yard Pocock to Smalley. There's Smalley again, Jared Smalley with his second TD, this time offensively. He caught a rainbow down the far sideline, shook off a tackler at the five, high-stepped into the end zone. PAT was good by Gowan, and here we are, 28-0, Kearney on top of Lincoln Southeast. Craig Eckert along with Brandon Peoples here at halftime on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Brandon, playing statistician here alongside, has some individual stats.
I do, we'll take a look at those now. Kearney pretty much dominating here tonight offensively. Haven't had anything really significant stand out except the big plays. Right now it's Urbanic, Noah Urbanic, the leading rusher here, 7 carries for 47 yards. Also quarterback Jacob White, the next in line, 3 carries for 27 yards here. And Brockton Sterling has 4 carries for 9 yards so far. Passing wise, looks like Peyton Pocock, the leading passer tonight, 3 of 7 for 76 yards. And Jacob White, 1 for 2 for 49 yards. Again, we mentioned the big plays here defensively. A pick six, they had a big long touchdown pass from White to Sterling to start the game. And a 38-yard touchdown run by Urbanic in the second quarter, and then the big 49-yard touchdown pass from Pocock to Smalley towards the end of the second quarter. And so far, total stats, team-wise, for Kearney, 125 yards rushing, or 125 yards passing, 90 yards on the ground. Lincoln Southeast has moved the ball pretty well here tonight. They've just been on the wrong end of turnovers. Martinez Prather has he's the leading rusher here tonight. He's got 13 carries for 40 yards. And the other guy, Javer Fahilia, 2 carries for 13 yards for Southeast. Passing-wise, the starting quarterback, Alex Holman, was 5 of 10 for 32 yards. He had 2 interceptions, and he was benched after that, after the second interception. The other quarterback here, Brandon Vick, has come in, done a nice job being a little bit of a spark there towards the second, late in the second quarter. 3 of 5, 58 yards so far here. But again, they haven't really been able to do a lot offensively. They've been hampered by 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, 1 for a pick 6. They also had a fumble and a missed field goal. So they've had opportunities, but just haven't been able to cash in.
All right, and again, right now at halftime, we are 28-0 Kearney on top of the Lincoln Southeast Knights as the band plays on. And the football players have yet to reappear from the locker room. So we're going to take a break here. Take a 2-minute timeout, back with a little bit of a rundown on the scores from around the region when we return. 28-0, Kearney on top of Lincoln Southeast on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All right, we're in the midst of halftime here from Ron and Carol Cope Stadium at UNK. The ball game being played on Foster Field, the home of the Lopers of the University of Nebraska Kearney. And what a great field this is, and what a wonderful environment for the high schoolers to be able to play in a facility like this. And, you know, if one of these teams that play here on Friday nights catches fire and goes all the way to the state, that's a definite advantage, because Class A at Memorial Stadium generally is a night game. I don't know if that's a hard, fast rule or not, but most of them I've done. And if you've got the experience of playing under the lights on a field like this, which is virtually identical to Memorial Stadium, with the obvious exceptions of the size and whatnot, but I mean, it's nice-looking field turf down there. And a nice surface to play on. And, it's great experience that the Bearcat players have on all their home games, and their opponents have, obviously, when they come in. And hats off to the foundation and the athletic department, those people who are able to put the funds together to have a great field like this for Division II University of Nebraska-Kearney and the association with the local high schools. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business, a residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in the local yellow pages. Let's take another Valentino's of Kearney score check here. Valentino's score is brought to you by the home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game, or give them a call to have the pizza delivered, or stop by and carry it out, bring it home. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
This one stands out to me here in the third quarter.
Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia. Third quarter, there is no score. Donovan Trumbull, of course, defending state champion. I did the Donovan Trumbull Hastings St. Cecilia game at Duncan Field, I'm going to say 3 years ago, when Donovan Trumbull, maybe it was two, was just turning the corner on getting a credible program back going there. And they came down and they beat Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hastings St. Cecilia fans were almost insulted that Donovan Trumbull had the audacity to come in and beat them at Duncan Field. But that's turning into a heck of a rivalry there. Donovan Trumbull, Hastings St. Cecilia, nothing up. Lincoln High Northeast is 30-0 over Ainsworth. Hershey and North Platte St. Pat's, that's an interesting score, 17-12 at halftime there. North Platte St. Pat's is a snootful when you get them, and we saw Hershey against St. Cecilia in the first game of the season. Superior trailing Southern Valley 14-7. Arcadia Loup City over Ravenna 20-14. These are all at the half. Wood River trailing Gibbon 19-7 at the half. Tri-County is trailing Malcolm 35-0 halftime. First quarter just underway. Centura over Twin River, at least that's the last score we had, 6-0. I'm sure they're well beyond just underway. Axtell is getting beaten by Arapaho 28-0. Same score as we have here, 26-8. It's Elgin Public Pope John over Clearwater Orchard at the half. McCool Junction and is the trailing Friend 36-0 at halftime. Giltner is still down to Exeter Milligan. Exeter Milligan has a 40-26 lead over Giltner, a team that we saw throttle Overton just a week ago, but the same team that lost by a bunch to BDS the week before. Lawrence Nelson leading Lewiston 54-6. Brady trailing Maxwell 31-20. Anselmo Myrna has an 8-point lead, 8-0 on Pleasanton. Heartland Lutheran trailing Elkhorn Valley 26-0. And Osceola leading Hampton 8-0. We'll have the Platte River Preps CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show coming up on KHAS Radio 1230 AM and Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Oh, about 9:45 is usually when we get things going and when the last of those games end. And we'll get you recaps from the games being broadcast here on Platte River Radio, four of them this weekend. And, of course, scores from all across and some interviews and things like that with Merritt Lawson and Tyson Hebronic. About 9:45 is when the things get rolling, so put them on your car radio or whatever later on tonight. Stream them at PlatteRiverPreps.com. All right, I think all of our housekeeping is pretty much taken care of here. And we're going to take a two-minute timeout and be back with the second half of tonight's ball game between the Kearney High Bearcats and the Lincoln Southeast Knights. Kearney up by 28 zip when we come back.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Bearcats about to get the ball back in the opening kickoff. Urbanic is back to do the return inside the five. And the other return man is, I think, Alex. Let's see. Is that Nate Burgo? No, no, it isn't either. The other guy is Alex Harris. No matter. It's a long kick into the end zone and a touchback. And so Kearney will get the ball first and 10 at their 20-yard line. Up front, out front, 28-0. I want to thank Ravenna Sanitation for providing sponsorship to our halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash is their treasure. Look them up in the local yellow pages. Wide receiver Dylan Nickel goes wide to the left side. Slot man left. Now they go in motion with Garrett Kreitzer at the tight end going from the strong side right to strong side left. Shotgun formation. Pocock, the quarterback, inside handoff. And some running room there for Brockton Sterling. Gets all the way out to the 35-yard line. A little jet action to the left side. And they set up a picket fence there. And he was able to get all the way out for about a 14-yard gain. First and 10 for the Bearcats again.
They picked up right back where they left off here in the first half.
Peyton Pocock trips wide right side. Pocock the quarterback. Pistol, handoff. Sterling again. That time a man shoots through on the run blitz and pulls him down. And was that...
Augustine.
That was Augustine, and I'm trying to see whether or not he's the guy. No, it wasn't either. Adam Riley was a man who was out of position. He was going from the left side of the offense to the right side, and it looked like they left a man open there, but to no avail. All right, second down coming, 13 yards to go. Pocock under center now, I formation, back to pass, looking long, fires long, has a man, the tight end, in and out of his hands. That was intended for Garrett Kreitzer. And it goes incomplete at about the 50-yard line. And we have a third down coming for Kearney and still 13 yards to go. Again, two quarterbacks who played here, not alternately, but almost equally in terms of minutes played. Pocock and White. Pocock remains in there, has been for this whole series. Wing to the, or H-back to the right side. Another setback with Pocock. Pistol snap, fires across the middle, goes incomplete. He was a little long. Closest guy there was Dylan Frueling. And it falls harmlessly, and it'll be a punting situation for the Bearcats, leading 28-0 here early in the second half.
Well, they had one nice play on that drive. It was the 15-yard pickup by Sterling, but they have to punt.
Jacob Long to do the chores, standing at his 18-yard line. Frather is back standing at about his 30-yard line. And it's a low kick, goes to the left side, bounces outside the 30, and it's going to get picked up by Prather, and he tries to cut back inside, picks up about 5 yards for Lincoln Southeast and gives him good field position. It's inside the 40, but that's for Lincoln Southeast, pretty good field position relative to what's been going on for them tonight. They're down by 28, 10:47 to go, third period. Craig Eckert, Brandon Peoples from Foster Field at the Ron and Carol Cope Stadium on UNK. A beautiful environment, a beautiful night, and a nice crowd here. And thank you for listening in to Central Nebraska's ESPN 1460. Wide receiver is Tate Pringle to the left side. I formation, everybody else is in tight. Pitch. Prather, left side, got some running room. It's Kraft from midfield down into about the 40, 35-yard line as he does a great job of keeping his balance for about 12 of the final yards.
That was an excellent play by Prather, his nicest run by far of the night. It goes for 22.
I'm going to mention that the backup quarterback who did not start is still in there. That is Brandon Vick. And the handoff again to Prather. Let me check that again. I've got the craziest doggone roster here. That may be Jack Strong in there now at quarterback. Hmm. 16 was Vic, and now 18. And Strong, if that is indeed him, is only a freshman. Southeast picks up the first down on the carry. And with 9:48 to go in the third period of play, I formation again. Wides both ways. This time Prather goes in motion to the left side. Snap handoff to Fiala. And he is stopped after about a 2-yard gain. Fiala. If they'd get him to carry more, I'd be better at saying his name. That's all I'm saying. Fiala. Fiala.
That's a tough name. That's one of the toughest ones I've ever seen.
Yeah, one of the tougher ones that wasn't Czechoslovakian I've ever seen. Third down and 3 coming. Single setback is Prather. Trips wide left side. And Strong is under center, and the handoff goes to Prather. And he's going to be real close to a first down. Real close to a first down. It's going to be fourth down and 1. And I'm thinking, give it a go, huh?
Yeah, and down 28-0, you might as well. Put all your eggs in one basket.
8:45 to go, third period. Bearcats up by 28. Knights driving here with a freshman quarterback under center. One wide out right side, I formation otherwise. Long count, pitch, Prather, right side, got the first down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. He's a good-looking running back when he gets into space.
Yeah, he is. He moves very well diagonally.
Martiz Prather is a junior. He's 5'11", 180, and he's got some scoot to him and some shake. First down and 10. 23-yard line of the Kearney Bearcats. This is the first serious drive that Southeast really has put together. Most sustained. Slot man left side. I formation. Prather gets the feet again. Crashes down to about the 20-yard line. It'll be second down and 7.
Prather just being a workhorse here for Lincoln Southeast. Gets another nice pickup that time of about 4 yards.
Clock at 7:45. Kearney with a 28-0 lead. Scoring 3 times offensively and once defensively on a pick six by Jared Smalley in the first half. I formation again, wide left side this time. Straight up the middle. And Fa'ila gets the first down, I believe.
Ball carrier.
And again, if it's not, he's very, very close. This time they're going to bring on a measurement. Chain gang coming out, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home. Call Kearney Towing and Repair's chain gang. Our chain gang here says... Our chain gang here says they did not get the first down on that carry. They got about the length of a football to go. And now Kearney's defense has to stiffen. And we'll see, one of the toughest things you got to do as a football player in a 28-point lead is maintain some focus with a 28-point lead.
Absolutely.
It's not easy being that far out front. Coaches hate it, kind of. At least from that standpoint, they love having the lead. They don't like having to deal with possible complacency. It's still only third down, so I'd say two down territory here for the Knights. As Strong goes under center, I formation, feed the up man. Faila gets down inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and 10. And we'll see if it's inside the 10, so we call it first goal or right at the 10.
Well, it's awfully close. I think you got to say first and goal. Yep.
Boy, I don't know. Look at that.
That's right on the white line.
It is right on the. So if they got the. Yeah, I guess it would be first and goal because if they got the football that far over the goal line, it'd be a touchdown. First and goal, 10-yard line. Lincoln Southeast knocking at the door. Tate Pringle wide left side. I formation. Prather dots the eye. The freshman Strong under center. Barks the signals. Takes the snap, pitch, left side, Prather, cuts inside the 10, 5, down to the 3-yard line. Martez Prather, knee went down about the 3-yard line.
Well, he kind of was spiderwebbing through there that time, got down and had to get the last couple yards on his hands almost.
Clock at 6:20 to go in the third period. Lincoln Southeast showing their first signs of real life here on a sustained drive. Tate Pringle, watch him. He's a lone man out to the left. Watch the fade to him. Under center is Strong. I formation. Prather gets the carry again. He carries a Bearcat with him down to the goal line. Hanging on for dear life there was Ian Stuchlik for the Bearcats. And the ball is just inside the one. Third down, goal to go, ball inside the one. Prather dots the eye. Faila is the fullback, and this time Tate Pringle is wide to the right side. He goes in motion, working to the left. There's the snap, handoff straight up the middle, fullback, and he's not going to get in there. Faila was not able to cross the goal line. And so now it's fourth down, goal to go, inside the one. Wow, I like the call. I like the defense shown by the Bearcats that time. Showing some teeth up there in the middle. I think that was Brady Johnson, maybe Brian Up stopping that. Now they're going to sneak it. Strong gets into the end zone. Yes, yes. And Lincoln Southeast scores for the first time tonight. A quarterback sneak by the freshman Strong. And the first sustained drive by Lincoln Southeast makes it 28-6.
Well, Southeast gets on the scoreboard.
That was about a 65-yard drive if I marked it down. They started about the 35, right?
Yes, that's right.
And here comes Logan Keaches to do the kicking. And he doinks it off the left side of the uprights. And so it'll remain Kearney 28, Lincoln Southeast 6. Back with the kickoff on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Thanks to Martiz Prather. A strong drive put on by Lincoln South. He's capped by a quarterback sneak to pay dirt by the freshman quarterback, Jack Strong, 6'2", 175 pounder. He's got nice frame. I mean, they build him up, and he could play at the next level, no doubt. He's got 4 years of high school yet. Can't leave early there.
No, that's correct.
28-6, Kearney still out front by 22. Too early for an onside, maybe. We'll see. Logan Keaches, the kicker, has the ball set at the 40. They spread out. Now, it doesn't look anything unusual, but Kearney's not taking anything for granted. They got a couple of people farther up. Maybe they're going to do a squib. Nope. It's a line drive taken at the... Nope. Let go into the end zone. Noah Urbanek had a notion to take it at the goal line. Let it go through. Touchback. Kearney has it at the 20-yard line. 4:54 to go third.
Take a look at some scores here. Brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the scores. Valentino's of Kearney delivers to your door. They've started the fourth quarter at Duncan Field. Hastings St. Cecilia has taken a 7-0 lead over Donovan Trumbull in Class C2. Gibbon leading Wood River 26-7 as they are in the third quarter. That game on KKPR, Classic Hits 98.9. Adams Central has a 14-0 lead over Geary.
White is back in the ballgame now for the Bearcats. Wide receivers both ways. Urbanek stays in as the single setback. Pistol snap, quarterback option. White's got some running room out to the five, straight up off tackle. Second down, five to go for the Kearney Bearcats. Trying to answer that drive by Lincoln Southeast. That'll get you back in the ball game if you were at all complacent with a 28-point lead. These guys came down, kind of punched him right in the nose. Wides both ways again. Now Pocock comes in at quarterback. Pistol formation, single setback with him. Back to pass, fires short, intended across the middle for Alex Harris. In back of him, however, and the ball falls harmlessly. Coverage on the play there by Tay Wilkes. Wow, the defensive back, 5'11", 160.
And if I'm the Bearcats, I'd be running the football as much as you possibly can. You're with a three-score lead.
They want to keep that clock going, I would think. But Pocock, the passer of the two, is in the ball game. Slot man left side. Now Jared... Smalley comes on the field late, forming trips wide to the left side. Long count, Pocock fires, and it's intercepted! Coming back the other way down to the 15-yard line. Taken is Brock Olson, the linebacker. 5'10", 195, stepped right in front of the receiver and took it back about 15 yards. And they're going to call him down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Whoa, we may have one going on here yet. It's a young ball game. 4:08 to go in the third.
Now this could be a big momentum shifter right here.
Strong, the freshman quarterback, led Lincoln Southeast to a touchdown drive last time. I formation. Watch for Prather. Pitch Prather, right side. Cut back Prather and gets maybe only a yard. He was trying to set up his block, but the blocks didn't come. Urbanek was in there, and Tommy Kuchera in there for the Bearcats for the tackle. And he picked up all in all about a yard. Second and nine coming for Southeast.
This is a game. It's 48 minutes long. You have to play hard all 48 minutes. Right now, Lincoln Southeast with the edge here.
Just a heady play there by the linebacker to pick off that pass by Pocock. I formation. Prather, the tailback. They fake it to him. Back to pass. Fade route. As Pringle, and it's in and out of it. No, it's knocked away. Dylan Nickel. Nice defensive play there by Dylan Nickel, because Pringle was licking his chops. That was a good pass.
Yeah, that was going to be a catch. At the last second, he broke it up.
So it's third down and 9. And a timeout is going to be taken here. And I'm not sure by who.
I think Lincoln Southeast took that timeout here. They've got 2 remaining.
28-6, back in a half minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including 2 huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
3:26 to go, third. Timeout taken by Lincoln Southeast. They need to know exactly what they're going to do here. Wides both ways. Third down, 9. Pringle in motion out of the backfield. Single setback for protection. Back to pass strong. Being chased. He'll get hauled down. No, he escapes. And now he's rolling to his left. Fires. He's got a man in and out of the hands. In and out of the hands of his intended receiver. Wow.
That was going to be a huge loss.
Adam Riley was the intended receiver. He was standing at about the 15-yard line. It would not have been a first down, but it would have been making a whole lot of something out of a disaster. So it's a fourth down now for Southeast. Let's see if they're going to go for the field goal. Well, they haven't had a lot of luck kicking. I'm going to say they're going to go for it on fourth down.
Not much of a choice here, and it's
really not. Sterling goes wide to the right side. Brady McDonald comes wide to the left side, and a slot man is Pringle to the right side. Single setback in for protection, and we've got whistles blowing, and a penalty is going to get called here on Southeast. And so it's going to be fourth down, but now to add a little interest, it's fourth down and 14.
Another score update here for you. We'll go to Major League Baseball for you. Kansas City Royals leading the Chicago White Sox 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. And that brought to you by Valentino's in Kearney.
Tri-City Storm at Lincoln tonight on the Breeze 94.5. We'll have for getting you a partial on that as well. Those guys did not lose in the preseason. Trips left side. Fourth down coming. Back to pass. Strong. Good protection. Fires. And it's going to go incomplete. And the Bearcats will take over on downs with 3:10 to go in the third period. They need to get serious about keeping some clock and keeping that Southeast offense off the field. And, of course, don't turn it over again.
Absolutely. Looks like Tri-City Storm and Lincoln are tied 3-3 heading to the third period. That's from about... 10 minutes ago, so good one knotted up there.
That series getting like Auburn and Alabama, you know, no matter what else, beat Lincoln, right?
That's right.
And then beat Omaha while you're at it. Slot to the right side, I formation. Urbanic dots the I for the Bearcats. Up 28-6. Ball at the 18. Pitch by White. Here comes Urbanic, and he's going to get hemmed in at the 10. Makes his way out to the 13, but it's still about a 4-yard loss for the Bearcats. And you can kind of see the wheels wobbling a bit on the Bearcat offense.
Yeah, what has happened? They've just looked completely different here in the second half.
Second down, 14 to go. Bearcats are deep in their territory at the 14-yard line. And, of course, more plays like that, the more Southeast gets back into it defensively. They're playing up tight, man-to-man. Strong side right. We saw the backer move with the tight end. Pistol formation. Keeper, White, left side. Finds the lane, 33-yard line. Bursts all the way out and gets about a 20-yard pickup. Man, he went scooting through that lane to the left side, didn't need the corner, and got the first down, a much needed first down for the Bearcat offense.
Boy, I think if White gets one more block, he's off to the races. That was a great pickup.
Ball is spotted at the 32-yard line. It is a first down. Kreitzer, the tight end, goes from the right side to the left side. Shotgun option. White keeps it himself out to the 35. Bring up second and seven for the Bearcats. Clock at a minute 49 to go, third period. Bearcats kind of on their heels most of this second half. But Lincoln Southeast has not been able to capitalize on their turnover, where they picked off Pocock. And so they're still only 6 points for the Knights. Pistol again. And they hand it off to the tailback this time. He'll pick up a yard or two. Brockton Sterling gets it out to the 36 or 7-yard line. And a minute 9 to go. And Kearney likes that because they went forward progress and they kept the clock running.
Absolutely right. We're about a minute left here in the third quarter. Just inside a minute.
I guess I'm not, but if I was coach calling the plays, I'd be looking at White, the running quarterback, staying in the ball game and trying to keep things narrow option inside the tackles. Back to shotgun pistol formation. White option, right side, flips it. Got a man, Brockton Sterling, takes the pitch across the 40 out to about the 42 or 3-yard line. It's going to be good enough for a first down. They only needed five, and they got that and then some. They're going to give it to him out at the 46-yard line, first and 10 for Kearney.
Good job recognizing the pressure was coming, and he flipped it just the last second to Sterling. They pick up the first down.
Nickel goes wide to the left side. And it's ruling wide to the right side. In the slot is Urbanic. Sterling, the lone setback with White. Now a whistle and a timeout going to be called by the Kearney Bearcats. Up 28-6. Take 30 here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
That timeout taken by Kearney Bearcat coach Brandon Cool, who saw something he did not like. What they don't want to do is give up yardage anymore. And just keep, as the late Hank Stram used to say, matriculating that ball down the field. Slot to the left side is Sterling. Urbanic is the tailback. Wait a minute, Nickel in the slot. Sterling is the setback next to the quarterback, and now Urbanic goes in motion, sets up on the wing. Read option, and falling forward for about five or six more yards is White, the quarterback. Got into Southeast territory on that one, and that may be the last play of the third quarter. It'll be second down and five to go when they get back to the line of scrimmage, but I don't think they're going to do that in quarter number three. As it ticks down to 1 second, that's it. At the end of three, Kearney 28, Lincoln Southeast 6. We'll be back after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Bearcat offense seems to be reestablishing itself a bit. They scored four touchdowns. Check that. They scored three touchdowns in the first half. The fourth one was a defensive pick six. They've been strangely idle here in the second half as their defense gave up a 65-yard touchdown drive to Lincoln Southeast. And they're lucky that Lincoln Southeast was not able to capitalize on a pickoff. Peyton Pocock, the quarterback. White remains in there for the Bearcats now. The tight end, Kreitzer, shifts from the left to the right again, still indicating man coverage for Lincoln Southeast. Now the handoff goes to the tailbacker, Bannock, and he's going to get close to the first down. Maybe got it.
Yeah, I think so.
He did.
I'll move the chains again. The chain gain is bringing out the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they will get you home.
And it is, speaking of directions, it is the Kearney Bearcats heading north now in the final quarter of this ball game. White is still in the quarterback slot, this time under center, I formation, slot left. Fake the handoff. He'll keep it himself, left side, trying to find the corner, got it at the 35-yard line, belted out of bounds at the 33. Decent pickup there, about 7 or 8 for White, the quarterback.
The White's looked really good out there running the football. I think you give it to him.
Yeah, it was decent. They're going to move the chains.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
We'll call that a 10-yard pickup then, I guess.
First and 10, ball at the 32-yard line of Lincoln Southeast. White, the quarterback. Slot man to the right side, I formation, or Bannock dots the I. They fake it to him, fires in the flat. He's got a man, Brockton Sterling, on the drag pattern, out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. They'll mark it at the 28. Second down, long 5 yards to go for the Bearcats. And went out of bounds, so it stops the clock with 11:20 to go in this one. Kreitzer comes out of the ball game now at tight end. They go with trips to the left side, single wide out right side. Single setback with White under center. Now there's some jumping around, and I think they're going to call encroachment on the defense. Yes. And so that's going to help Kearney out as the second and 7 becomes second and 3 PDQ. And nothing's ticked off the clock. It's still 11:20 to go. Kearney would like to put this one in and call it a night. No pun intended.
Yeah, absolutely. Here they've been quiet here in the second half. They relatively silent in the third, but they've been able to move the football a little bit here late in the game.
All right. White is still a quarterback. Kreitzer slips. Makes a strong side to the right. Wides both ways. Option. White cuts inside at the 20. Three at the 15. Down to the 10. Down to the 8-yard line. Nice running by the quarterback, Jacob White, the senior. And another first down.
You said it. He picks up 15 yards on that carry. Had a nice little stunner spin move there right in the middle of the field. And was able to pick up about 5 additional yards.
Kearney up by 22, wants to make it 29, and we've got an injured man down on the field. Injury update brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. This is, they're holding the right leg of one of the Lincoln Southeast players. I don't have a number on him yet. To me, this looks like the cramping that
I suspect it would occur late in this game because it's a perfect night for it in that it's warm enough so the players are sweating a lot. And, of course, that brings on the cramps. But too cold to keep you wanting to drink a lot on the sideline.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes the old hydration situation catches up with you. And I would rather see the trainer out there pulling the toe up toward the belly button than anybody messing with a knee or something like that. And I think that's what they're doing. Trainers kind of work out a cramp in the right calf of the player. And so that's what's going on. And he's going to get up, and let's see who that is. That is that's our buddy tight end Colligan, who got the first down of the ball game. Big tight end. They've got about at least three guys on the squad that are prototype tight ends, 6'3", in the low 220s. And so he's out. Obviously, he's playing defense that time. All right, I formation. White is still in there. And Urbanek is the running back, the eye back. And he'll get the call. Crashes inside the 5-yard line. And Urbanek makes it second down, goal to go from just inside the 5-yard line of Lincoln Southeast. Clock ticking at 10:55 to go.
They've gone final at Duncan Field. Looks like Hastings St. Cecilia wins it 21-0 over Donovan Trumbull.
Wow. That turned quickly. It was nothing at half, was it, or third quarter?
Halftime, yeah, and well into the third quarter.
Kind of a power eye look with one of the backs being the quarterback now. White in the pistol. Hands off to Urbanek. Works the left side. Tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Still scoots forward for about 2 yards, and it'll be third down, goal to go from the 3-yard line.
Urbanek has 11 carries, 56 yards. He's the leading, he's the second leading rusher here for Kearney so far. White with 75 yards on the ground.
They're going to send Dylan Frueling wide to the right side. He's the single wide receiver. Two tight ends. I formation, Urbanek remains the tailback. Under center is White. Urbanek, straight up the middle, touchdown!
Touchdown!
Kearney Bearcats score again,
34-6.
Urbanek from about 3 yards.
That's his second touchdown here tonight. Comes with 9:47 left in the game.
That drive started at the 18-yard line of the Bearcats. Here comes the two-point attempt. Gowan, perfect. Gowan is 5 for 5 with some nice deep kickoffs as well. Good-looking kicker. Not an unfamiliar situation for the Kearney High Bearcats, who've sent a couple of kickers to the NFL.
That's right. This game starting to get a little bit out of hand now, 35-6. Good to see Kearney come back and get a nice sustained drive, their first one of the second half.
Did I have that right? That started at the 18?
Yes, I believe you're correct.
All right, so that would be an 82-yard drive. I hate it when I'm put under pressure to do arithmetic.
It's hard to do it in your head.
Really. That's right. Although when I was a little shaper, if they'd have said that somehow flashcards would make football more fun for you, I'd have probably studied harder. Who knows? Forty-yard line is where the ball sits, and Gowan trying to give it another ride here. Prather stands back inside his five. He's only been able to return one of the kickoffs tonight. Everything else has gone deep. And this one will as well. He's going to keep it in the end zone. A touchback is called, and so Lincoln Southeast will get it first and 10 at their 20-yard line with 9:47 to go.
I'm going to deliver deliver some more scores here. We deliver the scores. Valentino's of Kearney delivers to your door. Kansas City Royals leading 3-0 over the Chicago White Sox in the bottom of the seventh. By the way, the Detroit Tigers are losing to the Minnesota Twins 10-4 in the top of the eighth. So if Kansas City holds on, they could have a one-game, they could be one game back of Detroit with two left.
Spread formation now. Single set back is Prather. Strong, the freshman quarterback under center. Back to pass. Fires in the flat. He's got Pringle. Pringle's got a ball out to the 29-yard line. It's close, but not enough for a first down. Tate Pringle has looked capable of receiving tonight and has gotten one, maybe two passes, that one. But to me, he was the threat that they had close in. They only attempted one pass to him. Otherwise, there was three running plays, and the Bearcats were able to turn back the Knights in their attempt to get a second score here in the second half. But instead, Kearney turned around, got an 82-yard drive, and it's 35-6. Penalty marker was down, and a 5-yard mark off against Lincoln. Southeast now has a first and 15. So that last play never happened. Under center is Strong. Single setback wides both ways. Strong side is to the left. Hand off Prather. Picks his way across the middle and gets up beyond the 20-yard line. Very patient runner is Martiz Prather of Lincoln Southeast. Has shown some good moves and some excellent speed and kind of took the team on his shoulders on a 65-yard TD drive that was the only six-point drive of the evening for Southeast so far, despite the fact that the drive was capped off by a quarterback strong sneak into the end zone. 21-yard line now, second down, 9. Strong back to pass, good protection, fires sideline, almost picked off. The ball was intended again for Adam Riley. Riley's the guy that had a pass go between his hands when they were trying to salvage a drive a few minutes ago. And Strong was scrambling around, fired it to him. It would have been not a first down, but it would have made it about 4th and 5. And instead, it went between his hands, incomplete, and it was a long 4th down that they had to try and convert to keep a drive alive, and they were not able to do it.
I think he would have caught that if he had kept his eye on the football. He turned his head upfield.
Spread formation now for Southeast. Prather, the lone setback. Back to pass, Strong. Looking long. He's got a man, and it is too far. And a penalty marker's out there. The ball intended for
Sterling Smith, I think.
Was it Smith? I thought it was. Could have been. I'm trying to find him. Yeah, that is Sterling Smith. I thought it was a 14, and I didn't see him as a receiver. Yeah, Sterling Smith was the intended receiver, and a penalty marker down. Let's see what it is. Push off by the Bearcats, and in high school ball, you don't get marked at the point of the foul. You do get a major and a first down. And so Lincoln Southeast will get the ball. 1st and 10, their 36-yard line. Jack Strong is still the quarterback, 6'2", 175 freshman. Showed a lot of poise here. As the Knights take a timeout, so will we. 8:52 to go in this one. Kearney 35, Lincoln Southeast 6. On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads Ford,
Lincoln Mercury. By the way, a programming note, speaking to the Kansas City Royals, we've arranged to put that ball game on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow evening against the White Sox.
And then they're back on the breeze, 94-5 on Sunday. So who knows what? That's a crazy race there. Prather in motion. They fake it him down the crossbar. Kaila has it across the 40 and out to the 45-yard line. He is a powerful runner. And now the ball comes out, and Carney may have come up with it. Wait for the official's call, and he says, yeah, they did.
But he was trying to get that extra yardage, and somebody stripped the football, and there was a lot of loose shirts.
Give. And you know what? That was Brock Olson. That was Brock Olson on the carry there. Not Fa'ila. But give proper credit to the Bearcats who hammered that ball or tomahawked it out or something. They kept pulling at it. He kept trying to get the yardage. And the defense won on that one. And so it's first and 10 the other way from the 45 of Lincoln Southeast. White stays in the ball game as the quarterback. Mason Merritt comes in as a wide receiver now as Brandon Cool checks a few more people on the depth chart here, up by a 35-6 margin. I formation. White hands it off. Urbanic crashes down to the 40, maybe 39 and a half. And it'll be second down and about five coming.
Well, you can't win a lot of football games when you have four turnovers, and that's how Lincoln Southeast has played tonight. Carney, on the other hand, just the one turnover, interception.
Christian Geiser comes in now. Christian is a center, 5'10", 205 junior. And Ian Stilchick checks in at tight end on the right side. Strong right, slot right, handoff Urbanic, and he'll get stood up right about the line of scrimmage. And third and five coming for the Bearcats. But the clock continues to run, which is sort of half the battle right now for the Bearcats, who want to come out of this with the win, but you also want to come out of it healthy. You don't want to bang up one of your players if you don't have to. So a few more substitutions. Wides both ways now. Man in motion coming from the right to the left for Carney. And now there's kind of a mess up in the timing, and they... What's going on now? We're standing around. And a timeout's going to be called again by Brandon Cool. 35-6 is your score. Carney on top. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, we'll take a look at some more scores here. Brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the scores. Valentino's of Carney delivers to your door. Adams Central leading Gearing in the second quarter, 21-0. That game on KICS, 15-50. Hastings also leading Alliance at the half, 14-12.
Slot man to the right side as the Bearcats regroup. I formation. And White under center. We got a whistle now. And what now?
Now I think Southeast is going to take a timeout.
The chess game here, despite the fact there's a 29-point deficit. Let me tell you something here. Let me tell you something here about scores. We got plenty of them coming up on the CPI and Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, powered by PlatteRiverPreps.com. Following this broadcast, if you switch over to Classic Hits 98.9 FM, or if you're listening online right now, keep it at PlatteRiverPreps.com and click it to the proper link for Classic Hits 98.9's feed or KHAS 1230, which is HastingsLink.com. And we'll get you those scores. We'll get you a wrap-up from the four games that Platte River Radio is doing across the region. Get you Kansas City Royals baseball scores. Royals are out front. Detroit isn't. Might be a single-game playoff on Monday?
It could be, because Kansas City came into tonight back two games of Detroit. as things are going right now, they're going to be one game back.
Tomorrow night, Royals Radio turns to Classic Hits 98.9 for the game because we've got Husker football against Illinois on 94.5 FM. Under center again is White now. 7:16 to go, and a pitch to the right side, and Urbanek fights for his yardage down to the 36-yard line. They need the 35 to move the chains, and it's fourth down coming. Now, I don't know what the situation here is as far as philosophically where Brandon Cool stands on trying a long field goal. He might try that just for the heck of it to see whether or not they can do it.
Well, yeah.
Certainly would be a great time for it.
Wind at their back.
But Jake Long is coming in to punt it. And Jake will try and coffin corner it inside the 10 or 5 if he can. And there's a nice short kick, but it takes a southeast bounce and it rolls back closer to the 20 for the Bearcats. So a pretty good kick, but not the excellence that they were looking for to try and corner it out. You can see he was trying to get it off the side of his foot, try and aim it for a coffin corner. I should say he was trying to aim it. It came off the right side of his foot. But no harm, no foul here as Southeast has to take over actually inside their 20. So I guess technically speaking, he pinned him inside the 20, and they'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. Up 35-6 here with 6:21 left in the fourth quarter.
And Strong remains in the ball game. Trips right side. Single setback, Prather. Fire to Pringle in the flat, falling forward across the 20. About a 2-yard pickup on that pass play. That did not get a first down. It did not stop the clock. And it didn't get much yardage. Second down coming in a strong 8 to go facing Lincoln Southeast. Colligan, the guy that was shaken up before with a calf cramp, is back in at tight end for Southeast. I don't know why he stood out to me other than he's a prototypical looking tight end, and he got the first down of the game, I guess. I remembered him from the whole time. Second and 8 coming. Shotgun, Strong, back to pass. Fires across the middle, falls incomplete. He was looking for Sterling Smith, but it bounced in front of him. He was bracketed pretty well by a couple of Bearcat defenders, though. Clock at 5:38 stopped on the incompletion.
Well, here we go. It's all going to go down to this for Lincoln Southeast. They're going to need they're obviously in four-down territory here with 5:38 left, but needing a big play right here.
Fairly rapid moving ball game. Not a whole bunch of penalties. I know only 5 or 6. Trips left side. Strong back to pass. Looks left. Fires again across the middle. Pringle's got it then in and out of his hands. Nice coverage over there by Carney. And that was Carter McCaslin on the coverage for the Kearney Bearcats.
And I believe Southeast is going to go ahead and punt. So maybe they've conceded this is not going to be their night.
Fourth down, and Pringle is going to kick. And he does. And it's not a great kick. Kind of comes off flat off the toe. Bounces, though. Takes a bounce his way at the 45, and so Kearney will get it first and 10, their own 45-yard line with 5:23 to go in this ball game. We're sitting next to the Southeast coaches in the next box over, and they're kind of chilling out, saying, we've told you about all we can from up here. You're on your own.
Oh,
let's see. We've got a whole bunch of changes here, and I'm sitting with a roster that is not deep, so bear with me. New quarterback is Cameron Schlender, and he hands off straight up the middle for little or no gain. That was Jake Long on the carry from the fullback position. Clock running down to 5 minutes and a second down and 9 to go
for the young Bearcats as they go a little farther down the roster now in an effort to get some varsity field time for non-starters. Wide receivers both ways as Schlender goes under center again. Man in motion right to left is Mason Merritt. And the handoff goes to Long, and he breaks it outside across the 50 down to the 46-yard line. And they need to get to about the 44 for the first down.
Pick up of about 6 on that one.
Long did a nice job of breaking it outside to the left and getting some yardage. Husker football, Illinois tomorrow. Late game, pregame starts about mid-afternoon on the Breeze 94.5. Schlender under center, I formation, pitch. Long out of the tailback position, got the first down, cuts back. In the secondary, Jacob Long, 10-5. Touchdown, Cardi Bearcats. 41-6.
That goes for 46 yards. I believe that's just his third carry of the ball game. Nice job.
Jake goes long, 46 long. And it's 41-6. And Gowan will be the place kicker. Peyton Pocock, the holder, as they shuffle in special teams people. Gowan waits the snap. Good snap. Good hold. Good kick. Perfect.
Got a flag, though, here. Late flag came in.
Gowan 6-for-6 if this stands. Procedure call against Kearney. They're going to have to kick it over. Well, there you go.
Nonetheless, clock will not stop after we resume play here. A 35, perhaps a 36-point lead here in a moment.
All right, now Gowan has to stand back farther. The ball spotted at the 15. Good snap, good hold, and good kick. Twice as nice. And it's 6-for-6, actually 6/7-for-7, as he had to re-kick that penalty. 42-6, Kearney on top, back with the kickoff on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Kearney Bearcats, 42. Lincoln Southeast Knights, 6. Tri-City Storm, we hear, up 4-3 late in the third quarter. Jim Hilton coming with his first full season as Storm head coach, coaching a squad that didn't lose in regulation in the entire preseason. And they tell me that the team has come back in the best shape that they've seen the Storm team come back from summer. So that's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here comes the kickoff. Gowan drives it into the end zone. He's only presented one kick that was returnable tonight. And Prather says that just isn't fair because kickoff returns can be so much fun.
Yes.
When I've got speed and moves, but if I can't get it out of the end zone.
Yeah, special teams are a great part of football. You don't see as many kick returns at most levels anymore because of safety.
Here comes the freshman Strong remaining in under center. I formation. Pitch. New tailback in there for Southeast is dragged down by Alex Harris. as he tried to go left side. Still got about 4 yards. The new tailback is Michael Wilson, 5'11", 170-pound junior running back. Clock runs at 3:20 to go. Tailback remains in there. They're not going to, I'm going to say they're going to give Prather the rest of the night off. They don't want to get him hurt in a losing cause like this. Again, this time the junior cracks through up the middle, gets the first down. Second consecutive carry by Michael Wilson gives Southeast their first down. And the ball spotted way out at the 34-yard line. Clock at 2:45 and winding down. Wide receivers to the left side. Wide and slot. Everybody else is in tight I formation. Wilson the tailback, but they give it to the up man, a big fullback who's new in the game, Ben Hatfield. 5'10", 205, a bowling ball there. And he bowls forward for about 2 or 3 more yards. And it'll be second down. And almost exactly 5 to go. They need to get down to the, up to the 44-yard line for the first down. Freshman quarterback Jack Strong under center. I formation, pitch, left. Wilson moves the pile, and then the pile moves him. Got about 2 yard forward progress. They got knocked back. We'll see where they spot it. They're going to spot it at the 40-yard line. So they've got to go 4 more yards for the first. And with a minute 39, I don't think we're going to see any more punting. And I don't think Brandon Cool would call a timeout. I think we just let her go. I think they change it on change or stop it on change of possession briefly. Wides both ways, slot right side, handoff again. Wilson. He's got some acceleration through the hole there. Gets the first down. That'll stop the clock as they move the Kearney Towing and Repair chain gang. Kearney Towing and Repair. They break out the chains just like the Kearney Towing and Repair would do if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they will get you home. Lincoln wants to get home. I formation. Wilson gets the ball, and he's going to get tied up almost immediately by the Bearcat defense. And it'll bring up still 10 yards to go on a second down.
Kearney going to improve to 4-1 on the season. They've now won 4 in a row.
Kearney had outscored their opponents like 140 to 80 points. And this will help that margin as Wilson plows through, gets down to the 45-yard line. He's got about 2 yards shy of the first down. They're going to spot it inside the 45 of Kearney. So third down and 2. And that's 5 seconds on the clock. That'll be it. I don't think they'll get the last play off because the last one was the last play. And that's it. And Kearney picks up a 42-6 win over Lincoln Southeast. And I don't care. It's always nice to see a smaller school beat a Lincoln or an Omaha school, no matter what. I'm not even sure they're that much smaller, but
yeah,
there's that psychological thing, and the players line up and do their post-game congratulation. The officials trot off the north side of the field. The band starts to play. The fans file out, and we'll be back in just a bit. Let me give you the wrap-up right now, though. Let me give you the wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need is covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent. Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And in a nutshell, or in a wrap, here's what we got. Kearney failed to score for the first 8 minutes of the ball game, and then finally, on a 49-yard white to Sterling pass, 45 of the 49 coming on the legs of Brockton Sterling, made it 7-0 after the Gowan PAT with 4:03 to go in the first. They spaced out the second one. 8 minutes later. Jared Smalley for the Bearcats had a pick six from 23 yards out. Gowan again, who was perfect. It was a perfect six for six tonight. And it was 14 to nothing with 8:07 to go. Third touchdown by Kearney in the first half came at 7:33 to go in the second. Urbanek trotted 38 yards for pay dirt, 21-0. Then a 45-yard rainbow from Peyton Pocock to Jared Smalley again, this time Smalley scoring offensively. And it was a 28-0 halftime lead for Kearney. In the second half, Lincoln Southeast showed a little bit of spark as they came back and put together a 65-yard scoring drive, capped off by the freshman quarterback Jack Strong, and it was 28-6. In the ensuing possession by Kearney, a pickoff was not capitalized upon by Southeast, and so it remained 28-6. Then Urbanek took off on a TD run, capping an 82-yard scoring drive. He scored from about 3 yards out. PAT again was good, and it made it 35-0. And finally, Jacob Long, the punter but backup running back, went for the races from 46 yards out and capped the final score with his 46-yard run and the point after touchdown by Gowan, who actually had to go twice to make one because of a penalty, made the PAT from 15 yards out, and Gowan had a heck of a night. Gave the ball a ride into the end zone virtually every kickoff except for one. And so with long kickoffs, unreturnable kickoffs, and 6 for 6 from PATs, he did a heck of a job kicking for the Kearney Bearcats. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to present to you the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site X-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
Kearney with a 42-6 win over Lincoln Southeast. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. And I mean really here. There's a New West training facility on the north end of Foster Field here tonight as well. So we saw a couple of the docs down on the sideline there. And thank goodness there were no major injuries that anybody had to worry about that we know of at this point. So here in the post game, brought to you by New West, we'll take a look at some of the individual statistics. We're going to take a look at some of the scores around. I want to tell you that for a couple of reasons, Lincoln had a lousy night against Kearney tonight because the Tri-City Storm stormed into Lincoln and came away with a 4-3 win over the Stars. And, of course, you just heard what happened to Lincoln Southeast. So there you go. Brandon Peoples. I almost said Brandon Cool. Brandon Peoples. We lead the league in Brandon's here tonight.
Yes.
Brandon Peoples alongside with individual stats.
I think I'm a pretty cool guy, too.
There you go.
let's see here.
Coach Cool is a people, so.
Passing-wise for Kearney tonight, they had two quarterbacks in there. Didn't really do a lot of throwing in that second half. Pocock was 3 of 11, 76 yards. And Jacob White, 1 of 3 for 54 yards passing tonight. I think both of them threw for a touchdown. Yes, they did. And taking a look at rushing-wise, did not have a 100-yard rusher in this game tonight, believe it or not. White rushed 8 carries for 75 yards. Noah Urbanek, 15 carries for 68 yards. So he led the team in carries, just not necessarily in yardage this time tonight. Long also had 3 carries for 53 yards late in the ball game. Total yards for Kearney tonight, they had 365 total yards, 235 on the ground, 130 passing unofficially. And the other side for Lincoln Southeast, they had 242 total yards, 90 yards passing, 152 yards on the ground. Three different quarterbacks in there. Alex Holman went 5 of 10 for 32 yards, threw a couple of interceptions, and then that was it for him tonight. And Brandon Vick in there in the second quarter, 3 of 5 for 58 yards. And then we had Strong come in. Was that Alex Strong or?
Jack.
Jack Strong, yes. He was 0 of 7 passing. Had some good looks out there. Did not complete a pass here tonight. Rushing-wise, it was Martiz Prather leading the way. 22 carries for 88 yards on the ground. And late in the game, Wilson also carried the ball. 6 carries for 28 yards. Just not a lot of luck for Lincoln Southeast tonight. They had 4 turnovers in the ball game. Kearney with just the 1. And they roll here tonight 42-6.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in 1 minute with an update on scores as we have them. Before we sign off here from the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, back in 60 seconds.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Hi, Craig Eckert along with Brandon Peoples on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game report. We have given you reports on what happened here. Let's wrap up with a few scores from around the region and say goodnight.
All right. Start off with games going on our radio stations here tonight over on KICS 1550. Adams Central leading Gearing in the second quarter out west by a score of 28-6. Again, that's Adams Central ahead of Gearing 28-6. Hastings leading Alliance at halftime last check, 14-12. Other games going on. We had Hastings St. Cecilia defeat Donovan Trumbull tonight in Class C2 by a score of 21-0. And Gibbon all over Wood River tonight, 58-13. That game was on Classic Hits 98-9. That game has also gone final. Other scores, looking around Class A tonight, Omaha Westside defeated Grand Island tonight, 27-24. Lincoln East over North Platte, 24-6. Kearney Catholic tonight, there in the fourth quarter against St. Paul, 44-12. The Stars lead St. Paul. Other C1 scores late in the game, Cozad leading Gothenburg 27-20. Wahoo leading Columbus Lakeview 46-14. And Grand Island Central Catholic leading Central City 22-19. Going on down to the eight-man ranks, some finals there. In Class D1, Arapahoe defeated Axtell tonight 48-12. Howells Dodge over Clarkson Lee 54-32. Nebraska Christian defeats Cedar Bluffs by a score of 60-31. And in D2 tonight, Overton leading Stapleton 36-18. Late in that game, Lawrence Nelson all over Lewiston tonight 60-6. Meridian shutting out Red Cloud 39-0 in the third quarter of that game. How about this? Exeter Milligan and Gildner late in the game. That's a high-scoring shootout, 76-62. Exeter Milligan leading in the fourth quarter. Maxwell over Brady 41-26, and Selma Myrna leading Pleasanton 72-20.
72-20.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a good football team. I know a lot about those guys.
Yeah. Running clock, I'll bet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the scores, and we're going to invite you to switch over either to Classic Hits 98.9 FM or 1230 AM KHAS for the CPI Mr. Tires scoreboard show, which should be getting underway maybe momentarily here. I don't know how far down the line the other games are, but you'll get maybe some bonus coverage if you just flip over there. And then all the scores with Tyson Hebronic and Merritt Lawson, brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire and powered by PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thanks for your time and listening in tonight. You've been listening to Kearney Bearcat Football, and specifically the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, certified fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. Well, we'll have an appointment with you next Friday night for another game to be determined, I suspect, for Brandon Peoples next to me, and for Caleb Henry, our producer back at the studio. This is Craig Eckert. Thanks very much again. Your final score, the Kearney Bearcats 42, Lincoln Southeast Knights 6. Have a good night.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.